Sorry about that. Hi. I got a little bit toasted before the show. I don't even know if this is a show. I don't know what this is. I will say this. I think I owe like four squares being turned around on this. 10 for Tiff. And Tiff for 10. 10 for Tiff. Okay, I'm very... We may never have a morning show again after today. Merch represent. It hurts so much to do that with your eyes. It really does. I don't know how he does it not on purpose. Porpoise. Ian Hawk is drunk and oh, sorry, Mark Capatista. I didn't see this before the program. I wasn't looking at the apologies. And I haven't edited my Wagyu brisket video for Mark Capatista. Either way, it was delicious. And you know what I did? I ground up the trimmings and I made chili with it. It's so good. I can't explain it to people. It's just like a richer, deeper, beefier. If you're not eating Wagyu, you know, and now I can't go back. I've started buying babies on the black market and grinding them up. My own special grind. And I think Ian Hawk's so drunk, he sent in 17-hour-long voice chats that we're going to have to play. This is going to be exhausting to do.
Daydream, I fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day daydream.
You can go to the bathroom or something. This is going to be 15 minutes. There's a lot of it.
Full day.
I dream a dirty dream of you, baby. You're crawling on the bathroom floor. You float around the room and you're naked. Then you're flying out the bedroom door. I dream a dirty dream. I dream a dirty dream. Daydream. I fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day.
So many nights trying to hide it, but now I stay awake just pleading for more to think this heart was divided. I'm losing sleep because I can't ignore feeling your touch all around, peacefully hearing the sound of silence around us. I'm so glad we found us this way. Yeah, hey.
Find me here in your arms. Now I'm wondering where you've always been, and blindly I came to you, knowing you'd breathe new life from within. I can't get enough of you. Oh ho, I want to be where you are. In times of need, I just want you to stay. I leave a note on your car when I can't find the right words to say.
I've never loved someone like you before, and I know I'll never love anything more. I give you my all. You can take what you need. I give you my lungs if you needed to breathe. A sight in and some more, and Sheffa, you should know that I won't let go.
I'll be your light when you can't seem to find it. Lie on my shoulder when you feel like crying. You say you're not perfect, but there's no denying you've always been perfect for me. And there's not a thing in this world you can't tell me, because I'll take the weight if it all gets too heavy.
Oh, good, we're done. Oh, good, we're done. Jesus Christ, huh? Huh? I mean, he's going to wake up and see his credit card bill and have to do some splaining. Hit the like button. Hit the like button for our retarded baby mascot. It's funny because I don't think Fearless saw that until later. And she was probably like, what the fuck?
Mersh's Journal, April 17th, 2024. Walking the streets of this city, wondering how he got away with it, why he did it. While the cat's away, the mice will play, huh? Cat's back. Playtime's over, Mooby. A factory worker is dead in Minnesota, and a radio host is responsible.
I fear now that we've unleashed the AI voices on the world. I don't know what I've done. I feel like I'm so fucking high. What did Japan say? about the sleeping giant with the Pearl Harbor, with the World War II, what with the big bombs, what with the Nagasaki, Hiroshima, what happened, what with the flyers that were dropped warning everybody about the occurrence is. Anyway, welcome to a program. We're not political or historical. And please get all your December 7th, 1941 information from other sources. We don't really do that kind of stuff over here. And God bless you and your family and everyone aboard the USS Arizona. All our shoremen at sea and all our seamen at shore. You know, a lot of people forget about that. There's a lot of people in the Navy who are at shore. Most of them, probably. Most of them. You think everybody's on a boat, idiot? You think everybody's on a boat? Somebody's got to fix the boats. Somebody's got to fix the fucking boats. Anyway, welcome to the program. I'm a gay guy, and you're watching a program. I'm really loopy today. I had a good day. I had a really productive day. I got so much done, running around done. I got chairs rented for the event. So expensive. Chairs. I got to get into this business. I got into looking up like how much the chairs are at the gig, you know? Because I'm paying like $5 a day for chair, per chair. Nice chairs. I could have got 125 chairs. I could have got $1.25 chairs. And I'm spending $5. Why? Because Bentley is fat. I wish I had a different answer, but I can't just get two fat people chairs for Bentley. Yeah, he needs two, even though they're the fat people kind. This is just to see if he's watching. But the point is, no, I want, you know, it's a day full of podcasts, and it's a long night of comedy, and people are going to be able to stand, people are going to be able to sit, you're going to be able to do whatever you want to do. But yeah, they're like tall back. Chip Calloway wants them to be tall back chairs. Yes, Chip. Calm down. And if you want to offset the price of your chair, please send in $10. Say, this is for my chair. This is for my chair. Think of it like Rudy when they came in and they laid their jerseys down on the desk and they're like, for Rudy, coach. But it's not for Rudy. It's for you and your chair. This is just to make people clip that and go like, wow, Melton didn't factor in chairs and now he's making people pay for chairs. This is just to hopefully bait. So I am going to need a clip of that, okay? Send to Kevin. Or whoever's like texting Kevin all the intimate details. Okay, here's what Melton said on his latest show. He can't afford chairs. People have to Venmo him $10 if they want a chair. Oh, God. And then you got to have them delivered, you know, and picked up. And it's a lot of chair stuff. A lot of chair stuff. And it's real. Again, it's eating into my balloon costs. And don't even get me started on our lanyard run. You know, and I don't know. I'm worried we're not going to be able to afford the cotton candy machine or the clown. I'm worried we might not be able to have the clowns. Juggling and face painting. Absolutely. Absolutely. I should have that's not even a bad idea. I'm being, you know, high and sarcastic, of course, but a face painter would actually be funny. What if I can have a professional face painter there to just paint adult faces? We're all going to get our faces painted. Like it's one of those Coachellas. We're all going to act like we're on acid, and we're all going to get our paces fainted. You're right. Don't look too far into it. Don't look too far into it. Sketty says, happy birthday, potato farmer. This is a joke. It's 4:18 where I am. I guess this is Chip Galloway's birthday. I already hid the messages you sent in for his birthday, because I am planning on doing a show tomorrow, just not in the morning. So, you know, nobody can just keep their fucking mouth shut. Everybody has the fuck. Everyone's a spurg, you know? Why don't you just wait? Why don't you think I have the sense to not play the birthday messages tonight and do them tomorrow? Why don't you just, you know, trust me? But now everybody has to do a happy birthday tonight, but it's not his real birthday, so they'll be half-assed and not numerous. And then tomorrow, they'll be half-assed and not numerous, too, because people are like, well, I did it last night. I mean, can we all keep it together? I've had enough of everyone. Hackamania is canceled. Clip that. Send it to Kevin. Everything's a bit. Everything's a work. How good would it be? Just kidding. Happy birthday, Chip, you fucking idiot. Is he farm potatoes? Oh, because he lives in Idaho. Doxed. Doxed. Thanks for the surprise evening show. Bless you kindly. Says Kodak. Nodak. How high am I? Is this a bad day for me? Am I doing bad? Is this bad? Am I doing bad? Is this a bad show? Am I doing bad? Oh no, is this going bad? Holy shit, there's a super chat? I didn't even remember there were super chats. It's kind of, I look at it as less than, you know? The super chat. It's like for the poors.
I like to fuck monkey.
Just keep your monkeypox peen away from me, you herp lip bitch.
I think we're going to drop a lot of voices too. I think we're going to get rid of all the two keys. I don't know if Moody's listening. We got to get rid of stuff that's like not pertinent to this show. We got our own cast of characters over here. Deletheon Gross. we can of course have Kevin Brennan. A lot of shows can share voices, but yeah, I think that's the only thing that's going to keep this thing from getting really, really hammered into the ground. And we have the ability to adjust the pricing of it, too. If this shit gets out of hand where it's just voice chat after voice, you know, like Ian Hawk doesn't have a credit card limit or doesn't have to, like, blow into a straw in order to. That's what we need. Ian Hawk should have to blow into a straw in order to make a transaction online. So I don't know. Delete the Jack Nicholson AI. It sounded the same since 1989. What's happening? Oh, yeah, we do need a Summer Sinclair. That'd be fucking banging. Oh, my God. She's never talked for that long, though.
Is Hollywood Adam attending Hackamania? We all know he was the real star of NLO, you sack of shit.
Wow. And that's from Anonymous, so I can't even... That's some deep, deep knowledge. Luis Ortiz over on Poor Chat. That's what I call super chats now. Mr. Melton, you got him, Melton, you got him. Also gifting a membership. Thank you very much, Luis. Poncho Pilot, $4.99. Patrick's words are like a dagger with a jagged edge. I'll stab you even if you're a fag or Liz. Fucking dopes. Luis Ortiz, $2. Hackamania promo code Cardiff. It does work. No one has used it. It does work. But apparently the potato is not that popular. They're a dime a dozen, frankly. Sean Connery, remember for a month, you're the man, Pat? Get that out of your head because I hate that. And when I'm not, By the way, all you fucking idiots, I'll end up not being the man one day, and then you all get real hurt. You all lose your mind. So don't make me the man. I am not the man. I'm just like, I want to hang out with you at a barbecue. Let's all be cool and equal. I'm not the man. But on the other hand, like, I am better than you and probably way funnier and smarter. So know your role. BYB, beloved chatter, loves pussies. I mean, Ray, fuck Stevie Lou. Again, like, I'm not going to have animosity and go after Stevie Lou. Yeah, I know he thinks it's a joke and everything's funny and he wants to start little wars. That's why he's, like, shitting on me every show. It's like, I'm not, you know. It's pathetic. It's sad. It's sad. All these people were your friends. Everybody was your friend. You know what I mean? Like, this whole world over here, you know, Bentley bought you breakfast on the last day in Atlantic City. You sat with me and Teamster Tim and Rocco and the Bentleys. And now it's just like, hey, Kevin, the guy who's shit on me and banned me from the show forever. It's like, okay. You know, I mean, no one cares. I'm certain we're not going to have this back and forth where it gets like me and Stevie Lou. It's like, I hope you and your wife work shit out. I hope things are going well. And I hope coming back on MLC and getting wrapped up in this for another go-round goes differently this time. I know it will. I don't recognize patterns ever, 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 ever. BYB podcast for the goal, scrimps. I need a good cash register sound. I got a lot of new stuff to load into the board this weekend. And we might move the cameras and do a new template. A template. Turn your camera on, nerd. Do you guys like my new template? I love that April's the graphics person. How shit are the thumbnails and shit going to be now? Or that's why they are shit. He does them? I don't know where to start. Template. Why are we here so late? Turn all the lights down low. Why are we here so late? I am Hawk, member for 13 months for Chip's chair. That's nowhere near enough. I might need to take out an insurance policy on his. Bobby Riggs. Are you and Uncle Phil both bear lovers? Who's Uncle Phil? Fuck Stuttering John. Fuck Ray DeVito. Fuck Kevin Brennan. I love that everybody has to wear like, you know, this is like the Lance Armstrong Livestrong bracelets. Everybody has a different color. They have to identify themselves by who they hate at the end of their tweets. Are these tweets? Jesus Christ, I could die. I could fucking die. Why, Hawk? He's doing it again. He's doing it again. I don't like this. What is this? Are you having AI write these? Lev Kramer. I do face painting for adults, white color only. Ian! We've got to get a ban button on this quickly. We're opening this up to more and more people. We need delete buttons and we need bam buttons. Pronto. And we need ban buttons that work on the stripe level. So that a person just can't just keep making new YouTube accounts. It's got to block them on the payment level so that he gets around. I mean, Ian Hawk has 9,000 names. Why am I fighting my Discord mods and admins all the time? Why are these my greatest enemies? Kush King says you need a cough button. I have one. I just rarely use it. See? This is my cough button. I need to put it under my desk so I can just discreetly do it. But I'd rather cough. I look at it as like an anti-smoking campaign. You're like, Jesus Christ, listen to him. And then also, you know, if I stop smoking weed for a day, it goes away. But I never do. I didn't smoke for like a month. Number one, Josh Denny fan, Melton Have Denny on. His new special tapes Monday. Can you imagine? Lev Kramer, I do face painting for adults, white color only. This is racist stuff. Ghost of Crumbum, ooh, I'm a tard. Now, Ian Hawk posted up an old screenshot of something Crumbum said like a year ago to mislead me into thinking he was like running over and threatening to start up an anti-NLO podcast. This is what I'm saying, man. My mod and my admin are fighting, and then I'm in the middle of it, and both of them are lying to me and deceiving me. Why am I 44 years old? This is insane. And I don't know how Discord works. Today I'm so retarded. I'm uninstalling the app, reinstalling the app. I can't see the Steel Toe channel in our Discord. I'm yelling at Ian. And turns out I just had it collapsed. I'm dumb. And that's what I'm saying. So imagine every day, like, every day, stupid Kevin Brennan's online going, you know, oh, Melton's in his Discord plotting this and that. It's like, I don't know how it works. I don't even know how it works. I'm uninstalling the app. I think something's wrong with me.
In the bustling city of Minneapolis, Patrick Melton, a rotund broadcaster with a penchant for quirky humor, waddled through life with his loyal companion, an onion mascot named Ollie. Patrick's days were filled with the mundane routines of reporting news, but deep within, he yearned for something more.
One fateful day, while on assignment at a local valve factory,
Patrick... Probably about 5 minutes, I'd imagine, of this.
...the enchanting gaze of a Minnesota factory worker named Emily. She had a quiet grace about her as she meticulously painted valves with precision and care. Instantly captivated, Patrick felt a flutter in his heart.
Yet, amidst the blossoming romance, Patrick couldn't shake the nagging doubt that plagued his mind. Would Emily ever be able to see past his outward appearance and embrace the quirky soul beneath? Would their love withstand the trials of societal judgment and the weight of their own insecurities?
Despite the uncertainties, Patrick's love for Emily only grew stronger with each passing day. He realized that love knew no bounds.
Emily,
not even the confines
is Steel Toe's youngest daughter. Is this me and Steel Toe's youngest daughter?
Acceptance and belonging, a rare treasure.
Despite his girth and Ollie's perpetual presence, Patrick summoned the courage to strike up a conversation with Emily during her lunch break. To his surprise, Jesus, she welcomed his company, and soon they found themselves exchanging stories and sharing laughter amidst the whirring of machinery.
As days turned into weeks, Patrick found himself eagerly anticipating his visits to the valve factory.
Oh, no.
Each encounter with Emily leaving him more enamored than the last. He found solace in her gentle demeanor and the simplicity of their burgeoning connection, which seemed to transcend the confines.
Together, Patrick and Emily embarked on a journey filled with laughter, tears, and unexpected adventures. And as they navigated the twists and turns
Jesus
of their unconventional
Christ.
Love story, they discovered that sometimes the most unlikely pairings are the ones destined to bloom into a amazing romance.
Gotcha, boss. Let me blow real quick. Let me blow, please. I'm begging. I'm wanting to blow right now. Please, let me blow.
Are we happy? Are we happy with this? Is this the life we wanted to build for ourselves? Hit the like button. Fucking hell. Anyway, Crumbum and I are good. I hope he comes back. He probably won't. I don't know. Miser Leo Glue. Please do what you can to keep my husband off MLC. Who? Miser Leo Glue? Who's your husband? Glue. I don't know what that is. I try to decipher. I know something's going over my head. I know you guys are all into it. You guys know all the NLO Dabbleverse potato cotton picking nonsense. I don't. I can't be bothered with it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hey, Moody, what? Quick question, if Moody's listening, what time zone are these in? You'll know what I'm talking about. Because there's a time stamp. But I'm wondering what the time stamp is, because that tells you a lot, too. Is that her local time? You know? We're going to get to it. Don't worry about it. And there'll be no kicking the cable. There'll be no kicking the cable today. We're not going to work on anything. I've realized Steel Toe hits the goal every day. They don't ever improve their program. Why would I work on my show? You fucking idiots. Just give me money. Give me dollars. Oh, yeah. Who's today? Pay pick of the day. Oh, Drive-By. Thank you very much for being a supporter. Thanks for telling me that's GMT. I would have never known. Okay, we need to add 6 hours. We need to add 6 hours to the times on these. And you know what's crazy about that? Then that means a lot of them are like during the show. That makes a lot of them during prime time Steel Toe hours. Okay, I know a lot of people don't know what we're talking about. We'll tell you. And Moody, I don't even know. Are you available to call in? Are you available to talk? Because you'll be better at this. And also, like, I'm higher than Eagle Pussy, Senator Socks. Whatever you want to say. How do we thank all these fucking idiots too? I can't even play the thing yet. All the high rollers today. Either way, I'll try to explain it. There's not really a way. Is it on April? It's on April's. Okay. Thank you for sending the thing. I'm really toasted. Maybe Moody will call in. Maybe he won't. I think it's work time there. You know, it's New Zealand, so they have to get clearance from the Ministry of Health in order to. Whoa. Can I copy that? Paste it here. Okay, this is wild. So April Imhol. All right, here's we're trying to figure out what's going on with April. We know we're not going to get the truth out of Aaron Imhol, okay? We're not going to get the truth out of him. I think she locked her Twitter down tonight. And we're trying to figure out, is she in the house? Is she not in the house? Is she leaving him? Is she not leaving him? What's going on? There was a clip I posted to X today where he's like, I'm taking over the shipping of the prizes. So apparently this hasn't been done yet still. Remember, she took a day off to do it. And then she came on the night show and said it was all handled. He came out with a clip today that said, basically, I had no idea how much she hadn't done. She's just been not doing anything. And so I think Doom gets full credit for the discovery of the playlist. this playlist, this karaoke playlist. But what we've done, the research that we've done, and the stuff we've compiled goes beyond anything I think people in our Discord know. So explain this playlist to us, Moody, that we're looking at.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Yeah, so April, so Doom found April's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Which has public playlists available.
Yes.
So like when you're browsing YouTube, you're able to save videos that you want to listen to or watch later. And these are publicly available. You can hide them sometimes, and other times you can just leave them open to the public, which is what April chose to do in this case.
Right.
And so these are a collection of songs called karaoke, but none of them are karaoke songs. They're all actual songs.
Right. These are actual, either the song or full music video. They're not the karaoke version of the track. These are official tracks. No.
She just called them karaoke. But the interesting thing is that this is this was updated 4 days ago. So for a little while, we've had really no sign of life from April since the beginning of April.
Right.
It's been an April-free April, right?
So, yeah. So Moody and I were talking. And again, we noticed this was updated 4 days ago. So that's significant. That means April's out and about. She also liked a tweet tonight from Nick Riccata.
Yeah. So she's alive.
So she's alive. And again, sorry about the cable, the cable, the cable. So Moody was saying, you know, so she added songs. So the last songs on here are what she added. But here's I was concerned because we don't know that she added anything. She could have shuffled stuff around. She could have deleted something. And
the default is it goes to the bottom. Like when you add some, that's the default behavior.
But you can reorder them to make a playlist, and that's what it is. So Moody did some more digging, something I don't think anybody's done. And found out through the API, we can actually find out exactly what she's added and when.
Yes.
Like a timestamp of like, what time she added what song on what day.
Yeah, down to the second.
Down to the second, what April added to her playlist. And again, this she's maintaining this like almost daily. This is going to be wild.
It's like she started it at the end of last year. Like like New Year's. She started it.
Yeah.
And then it was just she's like sporadically adds things like every couple of weeks she'll go through spells.
Yeah.
But this last little stretch of the last month or so.
Well, let's not jump ahead. I'm putting it up on the screen. Starting with December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is all again public information. There was no hacking done to get this. But oh boy, this is almost an adult diary.
Yeah, you could think of it that way.
Because she's such a simple girl, she's still making CDs. She's still making playlists, if you will.
Yeah. It does feel kind of personal seeing this
because it's very personal. This is almost a log of her mood.
Feelings. Yeah.
Right. This is a mood ring.
Yeah.
This is a Woods Girl mood ring. Okay, so we're looking at these Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, Evanescence.
It feels like those are like some feel good music. Like that's nice.
Carrie Underwood, Lady A, Puddle of Mud. You know, there's a lot of rock, but there's a lot of She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5. You know, some of these are spelled right out for you. And January 26th. Like, you know, they had been on a vacation a month earlier.
But those are kind of like a little bit nostalgic songs, maybe. I like Imagine Dragons' Bad Liar. I think that one's pretty funny.
Yeah, so that's for me the first turn I really notice.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons, Bad Liar. And then around this time was around the time they started spending a lot of time with the Rakatas kids, I noticed, and the Rakatas. This is around the time they started like being over there on the weekends. And then there's like My Ex's Best Friends by Machine Gun Kelly. And we get into some like darker, like Take Me to Church type stuff. I'm Coming Over.
Yeah. But then after this, it starts to turn like Power Woman sort of, you know, like there's like a spell of like the Beyoncés and the
right. Because another man's now looking at her with some want.
Oh, like, that's speculation. But yeah.
Yes, of course. I'm trying to lay out a narrative here.
Sure.
Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment, the script for the first time, Viva La Vida, Everything Changes. This is around February 20th, okay?
Yeah.
So this is like after Valentine's Day, where we do have a brief moment of Sparks Fly, We Owned the Night kind of thing.
Like it's looking a bit upbeat.
Around mid-March is when we really, really call it, right?
Yeah.
But before like, that, there are some warning signs. We got Bulletproof, Blue on Black, When It Rains, It Pours, Stay on March 2nd, Gone Away on March 2nd, Stay and Gone Away by Florida Georgia Line and The Offspring. These are two very different genres of music. And the songs are called Stay and Gone Away. Coincidence? I mean, it's weird. The Offspring and Florida Georgia Line, the two songs she added that day are Stay and Gone Away, and they're added almost an hour apart.
Yeah.
And if you look at these timestamps the whole time, this back in this time, when you see 5 a.m. and stuff, that would be, what, 11 a.m. their time? That's after the show. All these from March are like midnight, 9 a.m. and stuff. This is like when the show would be on.
Yeah, you need to minus 6 hours from all of them. So,
oh,
yeah,
it's minus.
Midnight. Yeah, minus.
Okay, we got to subtract then. Okay, let's do that. Yes. So let's go Stay and right here. Let's subtract 6 hours, brings it down to 2. Okay, so that's afternoon. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's nothing there.
Yeah, she's not adding songs during the show.
That's... Yes, she is, though. Here's some at 10 a.m.
But that so might that be when be... he has, like, a guest on.
Right, I guess.
You know?
I guess.
Like, she doesn't need... I'm not saying, like, she's sitting there clicking, right? You know, like, this current feeling that I'm feeling is The Offspring Gone Away, 1997, like...
Okay, this is when it started to get real. You want to talk about what the turn? The turn?
The 19th of March is where it really turns with like Zach Brown Band. I don't know Zach Brown Band, but that's like sad country. From looking up the lyrics, it is like these are some extremely sad songs.
Chasing Cars, we all remember that banger. It's so slow and dystopian.
Any song that plays on Grey's Anatomy
while
people die like is not the like soundtrack to a healthy relationship.
The Act 6 montage. So Carrie Underwood, Wasted. Darius Rucker, Don't Think I Don't Think About It. Kenny Chesney, Somewhere With You. This is March 30th. Rascal Flatts, Fast Cars and Freedom. Okay. Mama! And this is where it really turns now, because her last Steel Toe show, again, was on April 1st.
I thought it was like April 2nd, April 3rd, like around that time, wasn't it?
No, I think it was Monday night, April 1st. Can April fly solo? Am I wrong? Somebody check.
I don't think it was the 1st. But
was Monday the 1st of April? Then I'm pretty sure it was Monday the 1st. Can April fly solo?
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That was the last time we've ever seen her. But look what happens here on the 30th, the day before.
What? Yes, no, no, you're right. You're right.
I know. If everybody would just jump to Patrick's right.
Okay, you're right.
So what happens the day before her last show? Fast Cars and Freedom, Adele, hello?
Yeah. Adele is not a good sign.
Taylor Swift, Love Story. Lifehouse, You and Me, Jordan Sparks, No Air. Journey, Separate Ways. This is on the 4th. So this is the Thursday she was supposed to have been back. The Thursday she was supposed to have been back, Separate Ways. And this is this is 4 p.m. This is 10 p.m. her time. 10 p.m. her time, Separate Ways, Worlds Apart. Separate Ways, Worlds Apart.
Yeah, it really tells a story.
It ends tonight, she added.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nine minutes later.
These are so on the nose. It feels like you're making this up. But I know it's...
Right,
it's
remember what's happening during this time. This is April 4th. And again, this is 10 p.m. at night. He's saying he's waiting to find out what her decision is.
Yeah.
Shadow of the day.
Hope you get lonely tonight.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, okay, so because these are dated the 4th and it's 4 a.m., you wind it back to 10 p.m. on the Wednesday night. The Wednesday night is the night he did the show with Matt. Or no, sorry, remember they took the night off. Oh, fuck. Okay, whoa, we really got to rethink this. Monday night was her last night. Can April fly solo? That was the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday night, he did the show with Matt, saying April was going to take a break Wednesday, and he was going to do Thursday night solo. And, it's all running together.
I'm sure there's some steel toe historians who can.
Yeah, I can't remember when they took the day off to like figure themselves out.
Yeah.
No, the original one, she was supposed to be back Wednesday morning. And then she didn't come back. Fuck, we're going to need a timeline.
Yeah.
Either way, it's not a good sign days after when it had been announced that she was taking a break.
Yes.
Announced she was taking a break. And on the night of the 3rd at 10 p.m., she's adding Separate Ways, Worlds Apart. Hope you get lonely tonight. Hope you get lonely tonight.
Yeah, it makes
hope
you think.
Hope you get lonely tonight. I didn't even see that one.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They're all so on the nose. Like, it feels like if you go to the Steel Toe Boring Show subreddit and they're coming up with fan fiction about a playlist that April would have, this is the list that they'd come up with.
Right. I mean, this is unreal. Okay, so then on the 5th, We Are Young with Janelle Monáe.
Do you think this is all like when Aaron was saying she's coming, like she's going to come back, she's taking a break for a few days. Do you think she told him, I'm not coming back? And he's like, well, let's wait till a little bit later and then we'll come up with a decision.
Yeah. What if the show stuff is all a cover? She was gone. We do know she was gone that first weekend. She was gone.
Mm. Like she never even came back to say bye or anything. Yeah.
Right. It wasn't this past weekend she was at Mama's. It was the weekend before.
Mm. So it feels like a breakup has happened and she's listening to breakup music already. And that was during the time when he was saying, she'll come back.
This will be interesting to him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he doesn't know this.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't know this information. We know more This in this moment, right now, in LO, we know more about April Imholt's psyche at the time all this was going on than probably he does, because she probably wasn't with him.
Yeah,
I mean, this is puddle of mud blurry. This is everything is blurry and everything is real. You know, that's not, these are put a gun in your mouth
songs. Look at this photograph.
Look at this photograph. This is in the afternoon at Mama's house. She's taking a nap.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You know, this is an argument. This is an argument for she gone. I mean, we haven't even gotten there yet, folks. We're scrolling.
I thought like when I first saw that list, I thought like the last four songs were it. Like those are the only ones she's added. But
wait till you see what the last four songs are. Okay, Boys Like Girls, Thunder, Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. I mean, she's picking these. These aren't like she's stumbling across songs.
You can see spells in the time. So, like, Hungry Eyes leading into I'm Good, that's like one song, then the other one played. She added that. Then Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. Should have added that as well. So sometimes you get related songs one after the other.
David Guetta, I'm Good, Blue, Three Doors Down, Kryptonite, Machine Gun Kelly, More Than Life. This is again on the 5th. Sugarland, Stay. Chris Brown, With You. So she's just listening to music and adding these to playlists one after another after another. At this point.
Yep.
The Fray, How to Save a Life. Again, another Grey's Anatomy song for sure.
When people are dying.
I mean, these Stay, Chris Brown With You, The Fray, How to Save a Life, Shania Twain, Forever and For Always. I mean, these are marriage partner contemplation songs.
Yep. Yeah, it goes. This is like the spell of it's kind of over. I don't see it like coming back
again. You have to picture her doing this away from him. This is the first week she's gone. Okay, so that first again was her last night there. Something must have happened Tuesday. We almost need to go back. We didn't even get to the point where Mubi showed up to that show when she was flying solo. We didn't know it was significant. But we might want to go back and watch what happened on that show. Because it was the last time we saw them together on air ever.
Now you can like match her mood, like her state of mind to her like actions on the show and what she's doing. Because some shows she like runs off crying. So I wonder if those will match up to any of the songs on.
We go back, we find out that show where they had that big fight, remember, on air. We go see what she was adding to the playlist. She ran off and cried on several shows. So the Cranberries Dreams, the Cranberries Linger.
Yeah, Linger is currently going through a resurgence on TikTok, but. Also, it's a song about like being hopelessly in love with someone else and trying to get them to see you.
All on the 6th. So she's got nothing to do. She's at her mama's and she's playing music and she's liking songs. I mean, she's not doing this at home with him. This is not, I mean, you wouldn't sit around and let her play all these songs and listen to this. Look at these now. Still on the 6th. Glycerine by Bush. That's a sad song. So Far Away by Stained. Hey Jealousy, Gin Blossoms. Hey Jealousy. If anything was going on with a threesome, you know, there could be something there.
Or maybe it's all about when Aaron's talking about how Gino's the luckiest man in the world because he gets to be with...
Right.
He gets to be with Keanu, who's the funniest... most good-looking woman in the world. And he's so like, I can't believe he's saying like Like, I'm not a wife guy by any stretch, but holy, like, you don't, that's a weird thing to say about someone.
Godsmack, Serenity, Brett Eldridge, mean to me.
Yeah, like, it feels on the nose. It feels like a parody of the situation.
Keith Urban, cop car, Seether, same damn life.
Yeah.
Creed, what if? And by the way, this one's a banger. And if you're listening to this, it's like, it's almost like a single girl anthem. Mirrors, Justin Timberlake. This is another one like Adele. This Mirrors by Justin Timberlake is not a good sign. It's just not. It's just not. Deftones, Change. Lady Gaga, The Edge of Glory. O-Town, All or Nothing. Again, All Day Long on the 6th. Jesse McCartney, Beautiful Soul. Then we roll to the 8th. Linkin Park.
She's angry, yeah.
Yeah, Linkin Park. Leave Out All the Rest. Now, what's the 8th? That's the following Tuesday.
But that's the 7th, though. You need to minus 6 hours.
Right, okay. So that would be April. Yeah, she still wasn't back, but he still didn't have an answer. Johnny in the Morning. All right, so Leave Out All the Rest, Linkin Park, Shadow of the Day, Linkin Park, Creed, My Sacrificed, yeah. Candlebox, Far Behind.
That was that was 2.5 hours later. Right. Candlebox after Creed.
Right. So again, these are specific mood songs. Avril Lavigne, then, When You're Gone on the 8th.
Yeah. That was middle of the day on the 8th.
Now these are the last four.
Yeah.
Look at these last four. On the 8th, Far Behind, Candlebox. On the 8th, Avril Lavigne, When You're Gone. On the 13th, Live, All Over You. And on the 13th, this is at 12:41 a.m. She's not up with him.
No, it's 1:40 a.m.
Or sorry, yeah, 1:41 a.m. 1:41 a.m.
So she's up so late.
She's just up listening to Adele.
Adele.
Someone Like You.
That's got her. That is not a song you listen to in a relationship.
Oh, no. What are the lyrics? I never thought I'd find someone like you. Yeah. And I hope.
Someone she's lost who's moved on, and that you're wishing the best for them because you appreciate so much the time you once had with them.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
When You're Gone by Avril Lavigne is, I think, about like someone has left you, like you've broken up with someone, and you're like, I need you around to get through the pain of the breakup. That's sort of what that song is. Like, these are breakups. These are all breakup songs. Like, it's not looking good, man.
You think this is about the internet and the show?
I don't. unless she's wishing the Steel Toe Morning Show. Like, maybe, hopefully, one day she finds another show like the Steel Toe Morning Show.
Well, you know, I said it. And again, as someone who's guilty of dating fans of the show, I know that they know everything about you and you know nothing about them. And I think he's such a narcissist that, you know, even when I dated girls that were fans of the show before, I made an effort to try to get to know them as a person. I think she pretty, she like me, she think I'm funny, she think I'm cool. Lock it down. I really think that's what happened. I think she held him. Again, I think he formed some trauma bond with her.
Yeah. She physically held him up like Atlas.
Right, and I think he
with the world.
He also is possessive and jealous and wanted her near him, and all that culminated in him hiring and proposing, both. If you look at the timeline of, like, him knocking up his ex, the divorce, April, marrying April, getting kicked off Twitch, marrying April, he makes hasty decisions based on emotional reactions. So, like, I think she's starting to realize if we don't talk about the show, we don't really have anything to talk about. Imagine what they're saying to each other across the dinner table if she is there. She doesn't want to hear about the show anymore. What do they talk about? And by the way, her best friends, who she's traveling to be in a wedding with, are podcasters and comedians. Well,
she's part of the bridal party, and Aaron's not. Who gets disinvited?
Right. So. Like, how? But she'll never go on Kiki Cast again or slut show. What's it called?
Yeah,
Simcast. So, like, I mean, I imagine this has set a chasm in their interpersonal relationship so wide that they really she's like, fuck, we don't really have anything in common other than his kids and his show.
But this is such a blessing for her. Like, it is the best
thing. If she can get out.
Yeah, with him doing his whole narcissism bit now, he might get her back.
If he has to pay alimony and child support, he is going to be wrecked.
Yeah, but if she gets a job, there's a world where she pays him alimony.
Do you think so?
Well, if she's earning more than him and the goal keeps getting missed, then
I also love that he literally 1 week said if she leaves the show, we'll take 150 off the goal. And now it's like, well, in a couple months, we'll take 50 off. It's like, oh, wasn't it
also less than a month ago? He says, I don't want to do the show if I don't get to do it with April.
Yeah, and I'll never let her get a job. He said that like 2 weeks ago.
So the goalposts are really shifting.
Yeah. And then but it's also all a win. He's like, I'm really excited about kissing her when she comes home from work. I miss that. We haven't got to have that. And then the next day he'll be like, it just sucks we don't get to do this anymore.
Meanwhile, he's hanging out.
Back and forth and back and forth on which one's the win.
He's hanging out with a guy and taking the advice of a guy who's been divorced 2 times as well.
Yes.
Who's just yesing everything he's saying. So there's not much hope from him. And then this whole narcissism thing where he's like, I'm a narcissist. Do you need to get diagnosed for that, Aaron? Well, I said that I am, and that's a diagnosis. He thinks so lowly of, like, psychologists and the field of therapy that he's like, I can probably do this myself by doing some
therapy. Chad told him that he could, so he goes, yeah, you're probably right. And then 20 minutes later, he was talking about it in the past tense. He would say, I was a narcissist.
It's such a, like, he throws it around, he throws that word around as well. NPD is such a tough thing to like, actually get someone over. It takes a lot, and therapy sometimes makes it worse.
A lifetime.
Yeah. It's part of the dark triad. Like, you need it's not a good one.
Is that like the hardest Monopoly piece to get?
What, like, I think the
Dark Triad's like Park Place.
Narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism, I think, is the third.
Yeah. Love Tupac.
Yeah. Anyway, my dinner is here, so I need to go.
What are you having?
But we're having the April and Aaron special. We've ordered Subway together, and we're going to sit under the air conditioner, and it's going to be so good.
Or the heat if it's cold.
Or the heat. One of the things you should do as well is go to that playlist link and then scroll down and look at what the AI think, like what the algorithm thinks are related playlists. That's a good thing.
Okay. Thank you, Moody. We'll see you at Hackamania.
Bye.
I hope to God his plane crashes somewhere over the Pacific. Related playlists. Again, this will be like interesting information to even Mubi himself. Hi, you're on Onion Town. Hello.
Hey. Is this Melton?
Yes.
Okay, good. Melton. Why don't you ever answer the phone?
You're on now.
I know, but I've been calling.
Well, you're
blowing. And here's another thing.
You're blowing it. Wait.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've answered. No, you're on.
I know. I'm very happy about that.
Holy shit. I can smell your breath from here.
No, that's not even funny, Melton, because I actually had to go to the hospital tonight.
Who is this?
I had to go to the hospital because I drank too much.
Who is this?
So, I am coming to your function in Las Vegas.
Who is this? Say your name.
Stop.
What's your name?
Stop it right now. No. Stop it right now.
Oh, my God. Is this Bentley's wife? Is this Bentley's wife?
Wait a second.
Is this Mrs. Bentley? Is this Mrs. Bentley? Holy shit. I got to look at the phone number.
What?
Is this Jen Bentley?
Who? Listen, it might be or it might not be.
What I'm trying to tell you,
if you would just listen. Oh, no. Are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, no.
Holy shit.
Somebody else is calling me. Oh, okay, good. You're there.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm pens and needles.
Melton, are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Please. Answer, because I can't listen to the phone.
I hear you.
And call you. So I don't know if you're actually just sitting there being like, she's a fucking idiot. I'm trying to find out who you are. On the phone.
I'm asking what your name is and you're not identifying yourself. It's very mean.
I was actually calling to tell you, like, if you ever wanted to get divorced, I love you more than anything.
Wow.
I only listen to you. I actually think that you're very, very attractive. And I am also very attractive. I was Miss Arkansas. And I am also very pretty. So, if you're ever interested...
Is this Kevin Brennan's
wife? You got the phone number that I called from. You can call me back because I cannot hear you.
Is this Kevin Brennan's wife? What in the actual fuck? Woo!
We got one!
Yikes. Yeah, I don't know. I have no clue what's going on there. I have no clue. I don't think it was Mrs. Bentley. I don't know who it was. She didn't want to say. She wants me to call her back later. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Nudge, nudge, fudge. Jesus Christ. Ian! Everybody, it's a bathroom break.
Once upon a time, nestled in the lush green landscapes of New Zealand, there lived a vibrant and resilient people known as the Kiwis. With a deep connection to their land and a rich cultural heritage, the Kiwis were a source of pride and inspiration for all who knew them. Their traditions, passed down through generations, spoke of strength, unity, and a profound respect for nature. In the heart of their communities, the Kiwis gathered to celebrate life's milestones with music, dance, and feasting. From the spirited haka to the melodious tunes of the traditional Maori instruments, a tea blending haka, tradition haka. With innovation in a vibrant tapestry of culture. Through their art, their language, and their way of life, they continued to inspire awe and admiration in all who encountered them. And so, the story of the Kiwi people endured, a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the power of community. As long as the rivers flowed, the mountains stood tall, and the stars shone bright in the southern sky, the legacy of the Kiwis would live on, a beacon of hope and strength for generations to come. L.O.L. Moody. Through their deep connection to the land, the Kiwis found solace and strength. They revered the forests, mountains, and rivers as sacred guardians, weaving tales of mythical creatures and legendary heroes into the fabric of their culture. With each step upon the earth, they honored their ancestors and the spirits of the land, carrying forward the wisdom of the past into the present. Despite the passage of time and the winds of change, the spirit of the Kiwis remained unbroken. They embraced modernity while cherishing their heritage. Their gatherings were filled with joy and camaraderie. Each gesture, each word, carried the weight of centuries of tradition and the spirit of their ancestors. But life in Aotearoa was not without its challenges. The Kiwis faced adversity with unwavering determination, drawing upon their close-knit communities for support. Whether battling the elements in their rugged landscapes or confronting social injustices, they stood together as one, united in their resilience and determination.
Ian's mad they played out of order, but I just click on them whatever order I want. Use my cough button. See, look, I just, you know, it's not made for you to write a fucking tome, motherfucker. So I just click on them in, whatever order I want. I didn't realize they were in order. Sorry. I will make a note next time and play all 17 in the order they were presented to me. And Beloved Chatter, I'm looking forward to fighting. No, Beloved Chatter might do a show on stage making fun of Ray. I'm not kidding. Ray's anyone who can do that spot at Hackamania. Ray might be off the stand-up show and the podcasts. We'll just bring him out and he can wander around and people can buy him drinks. Pet Ray. Like a petting zoo. Fucking loser. Also, happy birthday, Ian Hawk. We didn't know it was your birthday Monday. You know, so quit being a crumb bum about it. Quit being a crumb bum. Why does Moody know Linger is making a resurgence on TikTok? Bit of a red flag. You ain't kidding, son. You ain't kidding. I'm not even kidding, Beloved Chad. If you are interested in that, I think Carlos is interested. He might come out now. We should really make this happen. The potato.
Stevie is a total dork. Trying to outshine Cumia County with nunchucks, I bury you.
Stevie is in no way involved in anything, or wow, he is not doxing or looking at Beloved Chatter's email. Sorry, guys.
Hey, shut up. I'm coming to Hackamania. I love Kevin Melton and Carl Dixon, and hey, you're my buddy. Stevie, give me my job back.
If I had no scruples, I'd just cancel his fucking plane ticket and tell him he's off. But I know people are coming out to see him, so I let him come out and see him. He'll be wandering around, and you can buy him a drink, and you can pet him and hand him $20 or whatever other sympathy, you know, shit you want to do to him. Buy him a hot dog that he won't eat. I got a beer right now. He's a mush-brained idiot. I don't have a clue what's going on in my own chat. We got to get out of here. Drive-by. Oh, wow, because it's drive-by night, and the mood is
get
right.
Get well soon. We want you to get well.
Kidding, of course. Hey, drive-by. Thank you for the thing. I'm in a mood. Drive-by is our EP tonight, I think, right? Smokey the Spurg, if you make fun of Ian's knees, he spurgs out. I have no doubt. Ian's very triggerable, but that's what makes him also a good triggerer. He looks within and then pushes without. Happy belated birthday to Ian Hawk's knees. Is this a true pet peeve of his? Something about his knees. Is Crumb Bum officially gay? I don't think so. It's the pot melting. Well, look, any night show is going to have pot. Okay, I'm not a quad father. I can't just survive on empathy and compassion. Ray's a good egg. You should squash it. Ray's a fuck. I'm not kidding. He's just hopeless. I'll never do anything with him again. We're going to have the Hackamania cruise, and it's just going to be like three acts, all stand-ups with podcasts, so they can do both. And then most of the time, it's just a cruise. Most of the time, it's just going to be a cruise. Most of the time, it'll just be drinking. Okay, it'll be the opposite of Hackamania West. Most of the time, it'll just be a cruise. Just me at a buffet. Yeah, everybody gathered around with marshmallows and fruit, you know, using my belly button as a giant fondue pot. Gently coating their wares in delicious chocolate. Okay? Okay. He's yours now, Patrick. You're responsible for right now. I mean, that's just Kevin Brennan's imagination. No one's adopting this tard. And by the way, you know, it's probably best for him to just be cast out on his own. He's making good money from his own podcast, from his own show. So it doesn't really matter. He's doing fine. He doesn't need Kevin Brennan. He doesn't need Hackamania. The fact that I can't, again, for 3 weeks, I've been tweeting at him, super chatting at him. His YouTube URL is misspelled in his crawler on the bottom of his screen. It says youtube.com/RayDeVee. It's missing the T and O. It has been for weeks, if not months. And I've told him about, again, he's too retarded. He's too retarded, okay? I just can't, for my own mental health, I can't work with someone that's dumb. And he's older than me, so I have no respect for him. It reminds me when I would be on the road headlining and, like, I'd have a feature act that was, like, 8 years older than me. And I'm just like, ugh. I can't. And then he still doesn't have that promo code in his crawler. And he still has never once put up a promo graphic that I've sent him for the show. So it's like, he'll be upset, by the way, if he doesn't get, like, real money for the show. Ray, you haven't tried, you don't give a fuck, and you don't listen. So, and I love the way he's almost, like, blowing me off now. He's almost like, all right, Melton, whatever. Anyway, see you guys in Vegas. I got the flight. I got the hotel. It's like, Ray, what if I cancel the hotel and the flight? You fucking idiot. You can't just go around me. You don't run shit. What if you're not allowed into the place? Now will you pay attention and listen? And again, I'm not a complete asshole, so I would never do that to him. Can Ray enter the open mic? I'm not kidding you. I may take, like, if these guys put together a show, I'll give them the spot over Ray 100%. And they can have Ray on as a guest if they want. Ray's an embarrassment. Ray's a mistake. 100%. Ray is a mistake. 100%.
We got a fish lunch.
Got a fish lunch. BYB is throwing $2 at me faster than I can catch it. It's unsquashed. It was never squashed. BYB podcast. Can Ray enter the open mic? Yeah, 100%. Whatever makes him happy.
What makes a man? Is it the power in his hands? Is it his quest for glory? Give it all you got to fight to the top so we can know your story. Now you're a man. A man, man, man.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. How do I get... Oh, I gotta go to Rumble, right? Rumble. You almost gotta watch it all. You almost gotta watch every fucking thing they do. And I love that he's solo on Wednesdays. That makes it even better. Really nice. I like that kind of stuff, you know?
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Steel Toe Morning Show. I'm Aaron. I'm going to move over a little. There we go. Much better. Much.
Again, I just love how he doesn't think about anything until the show starts. Just like his dumb wife. Do your hair now, stupid. You know what? I'm going to move over. Great idea, Aaron. Great idea. How's the template?
Better. Got to do that second mic arm thing. Might have that done by tonight. April never liked the mic arm, but I think Matt does, and I think Johnny wants one, so.
Johnny wants one. Look at, he's willing to make a lot of changes now. Now that April's gone, Johnny can have money and a mic arm.
Got to take care of my people, right?
Got to take care of his people. He's quickly losing people.
Yeah, can't sit around, you know, just canceling shows and shit, you know. Got to just get the work done in between the shows. Got to do my fucking job.
Now, he hasn't canceled any shows since he canceled last Wednesday to take off the full day with April to make sure April comes back. But she didn't come back. So why is he talking about canceling shows?
Jesus. Welcome to the program. Very busy today. Lots to talk about. Red Lobster might be going under. I know this is very sad news.
Lots to talk about. Red Lobster is going under. There's lots to talk about. Red Lobster is going under. Can we hit the like button, please, so I can get a new cable? If we can't get 100 gifted memberships and 100 like button likes per hour, then I don't get a... Every time you gift a membership, a cable gets its wings? What's going on?
At least for April. I know she loves Red Lobster.
She's a Cheddar Bay biscuit, bitch.
She's heartbroken by the events.
I mean, these people hate black people and love Red Lobster. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. First of all, that doesn't even make sense. You can't hate black people and love Red Lobster.
I'm, you know what? She'll be fine. This too shall pass, I believe. Bigger fish.
Look how cornball this crane of a mic looks on this shot. Up, over, down, up. Fuck. I can't wait for the new template.
Fish to fry, am I right? But Red Lobster's, go, look,
Red Lobster is going bankrupt. They're not going out of business. There's a big difference.
Come on.
Going bankrupt just means the company that owns them, they, you know, can't pay their bills. That's all. Somebody could buy them. They could restructure during bankruptcy. Should be fine. Jordan Peterson joke. Lots to talk about today. I have a Tiffany, I always forget her name, the Dalton mayor. I love her.
What is this show? Red Lobster and the mayor of Dalton? Where's Dalton?
Tiffany Yambag. Tiffany Henyard, that's it. We have Tiffany Henyard news tonight.
All right. Red Lobster and Tiffany, who's it?
Or this morning, it's dark out night, whatever. Tiffany Henyard news. I would say that the walls are closing in around her, but I feel like this woman's made of Teflon. Nothing sticks. I feel like she's going to be walking around with off-duty black cops in fucking Dalton, Illinois until she's 90 years old, raking in like $300,000 as the mayor of a small town and a county commissioner. Dude, she's old school corruption.
Finally, somebody's looking into the mayor of Dalton, Illinois. And it's comedy radio host Aaron Imholt.
She's Dukes of Hazzard. She's Boss Hogg. You know, now new age corruption is like, I did this.
I thought Ian Hawke was Boss Hogg.
Banking deal with this Ukrainian firm, and then I paid them back when I got in office by enacting policies that were friendly to them. She's old school. She's just like, I'm going to take some money, bitch.
Imagine Aaron Imholt lecturing people about being corrupt and taking money. His wife hasn't done anything. Wait till you hear this stuff today.
She's old school gangster corruption, you know? The kind of corruption that doesn't really hurt you. You know, like Joe Biden's corruption hurts all of us. We've started World War III multiple times now. Because Joe Biden, and for the amount of money.
This kind of rhetoric is insane. We've started World War III multiple times now. I have a feeling World War III won't like, sorry about that. I have a feeling World War III won't like start and then stop. There won't be a lot of like false starts of World War III. What are you talking about? What is this show?
Like, we've started World War III for Joe Biden twice over, like, $15 million for all we know. $15 million. That's a cheap date. Like, Joe Biden doesn't ask for much. Tiffany Henyard, $300,000 a year. Dragged some cops out off duty, put it on the city's tab. Head to Las Vegas, put it on the city's tab. Have one of your top lieutenants fuck some bitches. In questionable arrangement, put it on the city's tab. But like, one of her top guys got arrested yesterday, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. But like,
finally,
nothing sticks to this broad. I think she's,
we got some Henyard news later. If we hit the goal,
it's gonna be fine. I don't think you've seen the end of Tiffany Henyard. I don't think you can. Not Tiffany Haddish. Ivana Tinkle says Wednesday rants for contributions. Sure, dude. Send us money. I'll rant away on something.
What's going on over there now? I mean, how can he even keep his head up? How can he keep up this illusion that they have a pro show? Yeah, whatever, man. Send me dollars. Send me money. Fuck, I would love that.
You throw $10 in, I'll talk about whatever the hell you want. We're going to get through our stuff today.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. We do have a pro show with topics over here. But for $10, I'll talk about anything you want.
But if you're, you know, we got what? Goal is $350. 35 people want to throw in $10 and say, hey, what do you think about this? I can give a minute or two on it. Sure, why not? Even if I don't know shit about it, I can still, you know, I look.
If 35 people want to throw in $10, If 35 people want to throw in $10, sure.
I'm a professional broadcaster. I can wing it, motherfucker.
God, I mean, what's it like? It probably was a lot of pressure for April, like just working next to a pro of this caliber every day.
Great show yesterday, last night, Matt and I. That was a lot of fun. Matt's going to be here.
Why is part of his shtick every day telling you how great today's show is going to be and how great the last show was if you missed it? Great show yesterday if you missed it. Matt and I, fuck. Dude.
Tonight for the last evening show, then Keanu C. Thompson, who I'm in love with, will be our guest host
Thursday.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
That my friend Gino Bisconti is the luckiest man alive. 100% luckiest man alive.
Because he has a woman that hasn't quit. Because he has a woman that hasn't quit. Oh, no. Gino Bisconti is so lucky. And by the way, if they do break up, who goes to the wedding? April is one of Keanu's best men. And Aaron's also supposed to be there. Who goes? Do they both go? Are they that mature? Do they hook up at the wedding?
He has a sweet lady who, by the way, keeps the hours of a bat.
It's so hard to be a woman on the internet. How does Keanu do it? Believe me, April's way more talented than Keanu. April's extremely good at this. She's beloved. You know that Aaron regards April higher than Keanu. You know that he thinks Steel Toe is better than Gino and bigger than Gino. You know he thinks that Steel Toe's better and bigger than Keanu. I mean, we all do. So, like, I love that, like, basically, he has to do this weird math where April's better and bigger and more beloved and more talented than Keanu, but she also is walking away. That's the biggest cognitive dissonance here, the whole thing, is that, again, April's a real rare talent at this. She's so good at this. And the chat room loves her, and she has tons of support, and she's still going away.
But, I mean, outside of that, wonderful gal.
All right, I'm going to go around and try to do the cables. I know it's driving everybody nuts. I know it's driving everybody nuts. So I'm going to go around and try to do the cables and see if I can fix it. But no guarantees, okay? That's just the way life is. Let me rewind it a little bit so I don't miss anything. Because I love this show.
And she's going to be...
Oh, God, he has to keep crossing his arms. You ever notice how many times he has to hug himself? All right, be right back.
Got to just get the work done in between the shows. Got to do my fucking job. Jesus. Welcome to the program. Very busy today. Lots to talk about. Red Lobster might be going under. I know this is very sad news. At least for April. I know she loves Red Lobster. She's heartbroken by the events. You know what? She'll be fine. This too shall pass, I believe. Bigger fish to fry, am I right? But Red Lobster's look. Red Lobster is going bankrupt. They're not going out of business. There's a big difference. Going bankrupt just means the company that owns them, they, you know, can't pay their bills. That's all. Somebody could buy them. They could restructure during bankruptcy. Should be fine. Jordan Peterson joke. Lots to talk about today. I have a Tiffany, I always forget her name, the Dalton mayor. I love her. Tiffany Yambag. Tiffany Henyard, that's it. We have Tiffany Henyard news tonight.
or this morning. It's dark out night, whatever. Tiffany Henyard news. I would say that the walls are closing in around her, but I feel like this woman's made of Teflon. Nothing sticks. I feel like she's going to be walking around with off-duty black cops in fucking Dalton, Illinois, until she's 90 years old, raking in.
What's Sean Netta losing his mind about? He's acting like, I'm in your head, dude. What is this guy talking about now? What's Sean Netta losing his mind about? Who's fighting with Sean Netta? I like Chad better than you. He's definitely funnier. Who's talking about Chad? What's going on? Oh, my God. I can't have everyone fucking fighting in my chat. You guys gotta get... Life's too short. It might be a girl. I don't know if it's a dude. Good point. I can't, man. Who's he fighting with? It's Ian Hawke. Hey, shut up, everyone. Like, shut the fuck up. Imagine just typing, I'm in your head, I'm in your head, I'm in your head. Let it go. No one's in anyone's head. I'm in his head. I mean, go print yourself a certificate or something. I mean, what the fuck is going on? Life is long. Oh, I never really looked at it that way. Commented on his Buzzkill AIs. Wow, just blame Ian Hawke. Wow. I mean, make a funnier one. AI hoedown showdown. Go ahead and blame the Hawk. Ian's so fucking drunk. I was talking to Ian like 8 hours ago, and he's like, I'm drunk. It's like, what's going on? Does this guy have an IV? Does this guy, I too am in your head. This is the best. What is going on? Oh, God. And by the way, Ian Hawk's fighting with everyone. I mean, I might have to undo him from the Discord and just put him on my payroll. I might really have to hire him as one of my henchmen. He deserves it, man. He works harder at it than anybody. He winds more people up than anybody. Jesus Christ. What a dick. What a fucking cunt. Sean Edit doesn't have any money for AI. Jesus Christ. Block him. I don't know how. And he'd find a way around it. I'd love to make him not an admin. By the way, oh, you know what's funny? The funniest thing is he changed his name on her Discord to admin guy, and he's not even an admin. I don't even think he's an admin. He's like a mod. And he's not even like a full mod. He's not supposed to be like moderating users. But he changed his name to admin guy and people lose their mind. Like he's not, I don't even think he's a full admin. Seanetta, he's ruining your show. I beg to differ. I, on a night like this, I appreciate the break. Hey, Seanetta, I'm okay, man. Don't worry about it. I don't need any white knights. Imagine taking up for me. Melton, I'm just trying to make sure he doesn't ruin your show, bud. He ain't. My show's fucking gone. Okay. My show peaked in 2008. All right. We're over. Buy a t-shirt on the way out, okay? I, too, want a cookie. Nobody ever gives me a cookie. Johnny Rockwell has banned you from the digital version of Hackamania. So, how about that?
Happy belated birthday, Mr. Ian Hawke. I love you. One might say it's more than love.
Yeah, and it's...
Gotcha, bitch. Fuck you and your sensitiveness.
Gotham.
And also, you know, it was his birthday. So, you know, when's your birthday? You want us all to be nice?
Sorry about that call from April. She's at Nick's doing God knows what while I'm out doing karaoke with Matt.
This is getting too weird for me. Chip Galloway says things that happen in the month of April. Hawk's birthday, my birthday, Hitler's birthday, Columbine, Boston Marathon bombing, both assassinations of Abe Lincoln and MLK Jr. And Shakespeare's birthday, no? Not sure about that one. Baby Satchmo gifted 5 Nobody Likes Onions membership. Oh, no. It's still glitching? I got to throw the... I know what cable it is now, I think. The crazy part is I'm not even... Like, nothing's being bumped. Well, now nothing's happening. I don't know how to make any of this go. I've got to get a new life and a new job. Thank you, Baby Satchmo. You'll be added to our list of... men that I know. I'm looking forward to the Electoral College coverage of MUBI in November 2024. Donate $10 and he'll discuss any state you want. No, that $10 again is for the seats. Don't confuse people. BYB, glitchy. Fuck off. Still glitchy. I'm going to fucking wheel you into the Grand Canyon. Fuck. Why isn't Quadfather coming out? We know you're scamming disability. Why don't you fucking come out? BYB, beloved chatter, April gets future invites to orgies and weddings. And you can stay, beloved chatter, you can stay with Ray. I'll get him a double room. You can stay with Ray. You have my permission. I'm not even asking him. What do we need to do to seal this deal? There's a wheelchair ramp up to the stage. We already got another wheelchair comic, another wheelie. What do you guys like to be called? Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, he's still in the thing going like, I'm in your head. What is going on? You're getting in my head. I'm about to quit podcasting. This is fucked up. I'm starting to doubt my own self-worth. Did Quad plan his dance routine yet? Oh, my God. Can you fucking imagine? Can you imagine it? It'd be cool, though, if he, like, did come up with some sort of crazy hip-hop wheelchair moves. Beloved chatter, April gets future invites to orgies or weddings. Oh, God. Detroit by... Who gets the Ricadas? Detroit by Dark. Instead of walking the room, Ian walks the Discord. We'll put up... You know what we might need to do? We might need to put up a free vote. It might be time once and for all. And by the way, is there anybody who wants to step up and become a Discord admin? You have to be a known guy. We only had one Discord admin sneak in who was kind of unknown. And now he's also taking it over. Vosef? Madman. But yeah, maybe we'll have people vote Ian out of the island. You don't need to be a Discord guy, Ian. BYB, and we... I don't even know. BYB podcast. Did we watch Ray yet? Probably not. I can't get caught up with stuff because everyone's fucking with me because I'm high. And everyone knows my attention's fucked up.
Congratulations to I Am Hawk, NLO's douchebag of the day.
Can somebody please hit Shanetta with a tranquilizer dart of some sort? It's bringing down the night. At least when Ian Hawk's fucking with people, it's upbeat. I don't know. Type 1 if you want to get rid of Ian Hawk for the night. Type 2 if we get rid of Shawnetta for the night. 1 to get rid of Ian Hawk. 2 to get rid of Shawnetta. All decisions binding. Or maybe that's probably not fair because then we'll have to get it. We'll probably have to do an actual poll to make it where people can't vote more than once. It's easy to just scroll a number. We probably got to set up an official poll. I'm into that. This is just for tonight. Who are we banning? Who do we ban? Just for tonight. Who do you like? This will be a popularity contest. Ian Hawk, who's contributing to the show. Or, what's the other girl's name? Shawnetta. All right, we're starring. I said Bam because I'm high. But it's Ban. It's not Bam. You get it. We're Bamming. We're Bamming. I'm so fucked up. We're Bamming tonight. Hit the like button if you like. If you want us to Bam somebody you love. Shawnetta is winning right now to get Bammed. We're going to Bam people. Oh, now it's Ian Hawk. Oh, no. You've been bammed. Ian Hawk's been giving to the show. Shawnetta rarely contributes. Matter of fact, he's insane. Hawk is gone on his birthday. Come on, man. On his birthday, you're going to ban Ian Hawk? This is fucked up. Think about tonight. Think about who's been more annoying in the chat. Be honest. I'm not saying like cover for Ian. If it's Ian, it's Ian. You know, be fair. I don't really pay attention. So Beloved Chatter says we don't see that money. Well, it's not really my problem, is it? You know, start your own podcast, which I've been begging you to do. Fucking idiots. Ian Hawk. 50%. Wow, this is going to be close. My eyes are glazing over. I'm not really like too fucked up to do the show, but I have cotton mouth and cotton eyes. I really need to get some of those drops you put in there. And that Ben Stein commercial makes all your redness go. Visine. He's got the beach ball. And he pulls the chain and the shower head comes on and it gets rid of all the red on the beach ball. Turns the whole beach ball white. It's supposed to be analogous to your eyes. It's supposed to show you that, like, if you squirt this, I assume it's resin, in your eyes, that they'll clear up and be moist. But that's not true. What you really need to get is not Visine. You need artificial tears. People don't know this. It's a secret. You go for the cheap Visine. That's not the stuff. Artificial tears. Okay, I'm looking up now. It's Ian Hawk, 51%. Oh, boy. Clear eyes for the straight guys. Oh, boy. What if we ban them both? This is so close. You know, the thing we have to plan for is margin of error. Margin of error. Oh, God. Discount code for Hackamania is Earl. If it's within 3%, we got to ban them both. It's got to be a blowout. Come on. Push it. Who do we ban? Why do we ban them? Ian Hawk's knees are too weak for this poll. What's the Ian Hawk knees meme? What about mail-in votes? S. Buschetti to break the tie. This is why I don't read the chat. This is insane. This is what people's whole show is? Wow. This is what's drying out my eyes. Think of the children. People in the morning, imagine people waking up who are asleep, waking up in the morning and putting this show on and go, this is why there's not a morning show? Melton just got high? Yes, you fucking idiots. Yes.
In like 300 grand is the mayor of a small town and a county commissioner. Dude, she's old school corruption.
I'm going to get drops.
She's like a she's Dukes of Hazzard. She's Boss Hogg. You know, now new age corruption is like I did this banking deal with this Ukrainian firm and then I paid them back when I got in office by enacting policies that were friendly to them. She's old school. She's just like, I'm going to take some money, bitch.
She's old school gangster corruption, you know? The kind of corruption that doesn't really hurt you. You know, like Joe Biden's corruption hurts all of us. We've started World War III multiple times now because Joe Biden, and for the amount of money, like we've started World War III for Joe Biden twice over like $15 million for all we know. $15 million. That's a cheap date. Like Joe Biden doesn't ask for much. Tiffany Henyard, $300,000 a year. Drag some cops out off duty, put it on the city's tab. Head to Las Vegas, put it on the city's tab. Have your one of your top lieutenants fuck some bitches.
On the city's tab.
Questionable arrangement. Put it on the city's tab.
Well,
like one of her top guys got arrested yesterday.
On the city's
and
tab.
And we'll talk about it in a little bit. But like, I don't, nothing sticks to this broad. I think she's going to be fine.
Tards.
I don't think you've seen the end of Tiffany Henyard. I don't think you can. Not Tiffany Haddish. Ivana Tinkle says Wednesday rants for contributions. Sure, dude. Send us money. I'll rant away on something. You throw $10 in, I'll talk about whatever the hell you want. We're going to get through our stuff today. But if you're, you know, we got what? Goal is $350. 35 people want to throw in $10 and say, hey, what do you think about this? I can give a minute or two on it. Sure, why not? Even if I don't know shit about it, I can still, you know. I
for $5, he'll play a video that you send in of anything, but for $10, he'll give a minute or two on it. I don't think he understands economies of scale.
Professional broadcaster. I can wing it, motherfucker. Great show yesterday, last night. Matt and I, that was a lot of fun. Matt's going to be here tonight for the last evening show. Then Keanu C. Thompson, who I'm in love with, will be our...
I mean, imagine having problems with your wife and saying you're in love with another woman.
Guest host tomorrow morning. That my friend Gino Bisconti is the luckiest man alive. 100% luckiest man alive, that Gino.
Oh, boy.
He has a sweet lady who, by the way, keeps the hours of a bat. But, I mean, outside of that, wonderful gal. And she's going to be joining us for tomorrow's show. And then Gino Bisconti for Rumble Friday. Now, here's the deal. My buddy Gino and I are going to be doing a show together on Friday. And then the next Friday, I'm going to be fucking him over by not doing a show next Friday. So next Friday, we talked to the audience during the evening show. And I said, I got a buddy of mine who knows that, you know, business-wise, you know, with April leaving the show and stuff, shit's been tough. And he's like, why don't you guys come out on Friday or Thursday night, watch the draft, because we're both big football fans. And why don't you come out, watch the draft, biggest Vikings draft in forever. All your friends are going to be there. Why don't you guys come out? And then he told me, he says, why don't you stay at the house and fuck off work for Friday? I said, I can fuck off work for Friday. Sounds good to me. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take next Rumble Friday off, when it will actually be a Rumble Friday. Technically, every show we do this week is a Rumble Friday because we're suspended from YouTube.
Technically.
I think the next YouTube show we're going to get to do is next Tuesday. Because we got suspended Monday night. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is our suspension. So that's going to be the last day of suspension that we have to serve. All right, let's go to the chat. Let's talk to you guys. Okay, Rumble. Rumble's great. Okay, Rumble's great. Hit like, hit follow. We really appreciate you guys being here. Numbers are always great on Rumble. Make sure we're knocking out that 350. If you can be generous monetarily while we're here, if we can survive this thing during the suspension, dude, that's so fucking great.
You know, here's the problem. Over on Rumble, they're doing 1,000 viewers live. More. Why is he so worried about money on Rumble? You have way more viewers. Rumble rants, memberships. He knows they're not real. He knows. He knows they're fake. All week long, he keeps saying, like, if we can get through this, we got to get through the only on Rumble thing. We got to get back to 200 on YouTube. We got to get back to 300 on YouTube. Why? You have 1,000 on Rumble. We got to get through this and get back to YouTube. He's never going to go Rumble only. He says that to be a sensationalist.
That's so awesome. We knocked it out last night. We only missed by like 75 yesterday. Can't do that very often. But we missed by 75 yesterday, which, you know, whatever. Let's knock it out today, and it doesn't matter.
The absurdity and the insanity of putting this on your fucking viewers is insane. I don't think you're retarded. I assume you know I have bills. Thanks for supporting the show. I'll be here doing a show. I'll do the same amount of show whether or not you give or not. You know, I'm not saying you don't affect it. Obviously, if I'm about to sign off and somebody gives $100, I definitely am a human who feels guilty and sticks around a little longer. So I'm not saying I can't be bought. I'm human. But, like, I'm not. If I'm cutting the show short, it's not your fault. And if I'm staying extra, it's usually not because you're awesome. I'm just doing what I'm doing, man. Putting this on his people every day. We missed by 75. Look, guys, we can't do that often. You know, don't let that become a habit, fellas. Fuck! I just, like, it's pain. It becomes painful. The whole show centers around his goal. His goal that we've got to knock out. No, Nicola, I do not hide my bills in my hunchback. God, can we grow up? Do I hide my bills in my hunchback? Yeah. Yeah, man. I hide my bills in my hunchback. It's where I keep them. First of all, I wish I could open it and store things in there. Like some sort of coin purse. Hard candies. Keys. Money. Groceries. You know, bring your own bag. No thanks. I got a sack. Fucking hell. Crypto is tanking. I bought Bitcoin today. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Got three or four more goals to hit this week, and then we're free for the weekend. So all the links are in
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, my no, I don't keep the deed to my car or my Social Security card.
Chat, Streamlabs, PayPal.
Fuck. How to give, how to save a life. I'd be depressed if I ever had to make $300 a day. I mean, I just, again, as a small show.
Rumble rants, anything you can kick in, we appreciate it. If it's $5, $10, it's $5, $10. If it's $2, it all adds up. Thank you guys very much. The other thing I'm doing is I'm taking over for April on the prize delivery stuff. I'm getting a lot of messages. There's apparently a lot of I didn't realize how much she didn't do. I'm sorry, you guys.
Listen to this. There's a lot she didn't do. I'm sorry, you guys. This, again, is after him telling you last week everything's out, I think. She took a day off to do it. I'm sorry, you guys.
Four more goals to hit this week, and then we're free for the weekend. So all the links are in the chat, Streamlabs, PayPal, Rumble Rants, anything you can kick.
And again, by the way, this is all more important than telling you that all your shit that you thought was sent out isn't sent out. It's more important that he get this out of the way first. How to give to the show. How to give. Guys, real quick, let me tell you, I'm panicking about money. Yeah? You weren't panicking about money when you were giving your wife a salary for doing jack shit. And by the way, not being a good manager because you weren't making sure that she was doing her job. What does she do? What did this bitch do?
Again, we appreciate it. If it's $5, $10, it's $5, $10. If it's $2, it all adds up.
It doesn't.
Thank you guys very much. The other thing I'm doing,
listen to this,
is I'm taking over for April on the prize delivery stuff. I'm getting a lot of messages. There's apparently a lot. I didn't realize how much she didn't do. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm really sorry that got...
He's so flustered.
Al Rumble Rants is... I'm sorry, you guys. Prize delivery stuff. I'm getting a lot of messages. There's apparently a lot of... I didn't realize how much she didn't do. I'm sorry, you guys.
I didn't realize how much she didn't do. I didn't realize how much she didn't do. And then she told him she was doing it, and she didn't do it. Is it possible that, like, once she was made to actually do some work, she just fucking quit? She didn't want to do it. She'd been putting it off forever. This is like, you know, hiding your work instead of doing it. This is pathetic. This is like childish shit. Again, from this hard-ass bitch, this paintress. I didn't realize how little she did.
On the prize delivery stuff, I'm getting a lot of messages. There's apparently a lot of... I didn't realize how much she didn't do.
Guys, whatever you do, don't keep messaging Aaron that you're due prizes. Confuse the fuck out of this idiot. Caused nothing but chaos and strife in his life. I mean, what a nut. What a nut. I didn't realize how little.
Over for April on the prize delivery stuff.
Whoa.
I'm getting a lot of messages. There's apparently a lot of... I didn't realize how much she didn't do.
Hello.
I just wanted to say happy belated birthday to Ian Hawk. He really is the captain of the ship. But fuck his motherfucking knees. Those scabbed up bruised fucking knees.
Yikes. We do got a ban Ian Hawk. Looks like we got a ban Ian Hawk. Where's Ian Hawk? Oh no, has he vanished? So he can't be banded? Where is Hawk? He knows if I can't find a chat of his, I can't ban him, but I did. All right, Hawk's banned. We got him. I didn't even see his last message. What was it? Confirmed. I think we're getting a very important message from one Earl Skakel.
Yeah, to you fucking pores in chat, stop asking me if there's going to be gash or twat or tuna or beaver belts at Hackamania. These are people's daughters, you selfish, cheap fucks.
Yep.
I did a 2-hour stream tonight, and I made $13. But guess what? I don't give a fuck because I'm rich. I got a big dick. And just remember this, you cheap momos in chat. You might be next, but you'll never be first. Discount code for Hackamania, Earl. Fuck all of you.
Earl doesn't want to know how many people have used his code. Earl, do you want to know? Anyway, Earl's looking for gash, and April might be free. Slot so fun.
I'm sorry, you guys. On the prize delivery stuff, I'm getting a lot of messages. There's apparently a lot of I didn't realize how much she didn't do.
I didn't realize how much she didn't do.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
She's so good at this, guys.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm really sorry that that got...
Remember, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. Just remember that. I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. Just remember that.
I'm going to leave some things for off air.
Ooh!
That's what I'll say. But a lot of things fell by the wayside.
How dare you?
And it makes me worried.
A lot of things fell by the wayside, and it makes me worried. Now listen to this.
I'll say that. When people stop doing things they used to love, stop doing things they used to care about.
Is the thing she stopped doing you? It makes me worried. Again, she was hiding all this from him. She wasn't doing this. She stopped doing things she loved. She never loved this. She loved not working. Fuck, is this painful to watch him lag behind everyone else.
I'm going to leave some things for off air. That's what I'll say. But a lot of things fell by the wayside, and it makes me worried. I'll say that. When people stop doing things they used to love, stop doing things they used to care about, makes me worry a little bit. Maybe a conversation to have in the future, but right now, just feeling better about being off the internet and all that.
So he can't even talk to her about it right now. Right now, just feeling better about being off the internet. Again, not him, her. He's speaking for her. Right now, she's just feeling better about being off the internet. Do we believe she's off the internet? We know for a fact she ain't even off YouTube. She is not even off YouTube. It's the what? 18th. On the weekend, she was putting those songs. On the morning after he spent the night at Matt's, she was putting those songs. Adele, Someone Like You. He spent the night at Matt's. She's not there. If he's just covering this, and it's going to come out that she's not there eventually, he's going to look so much worse. Just absolutely. And do you put it past him to just lie? It's all lies. It's all lies.
Doing things they used to love, stop doing things they used to care about, and believe.
Rod Pockets.
I'm going to leave some things for off air. That's what I'll say.
That's why she can't have children. Her doctor calls her uterus a rot pocket.
But a lot of things fell by the wayside.
A lot of things. Not just the merch.
And it makes me worried. I'll say that. When people stop doing things they used to love, stop doing things they used to care about, makes me worry a little bit. Maybe a conversation to have in the future, but right now...
I'm not man enough to do it. Feeling good about being off the internet. Feeling great about being off the internet.
You're going to like the way you look.
Just feeling better about being off the internet and all that. That's what we'll do.
That's what we'll do? Maybe a conversation to have. She completely fucked up my business and my life. Maybe a conversation to have, but right now, feeling better about not being on the internet. Oh.
It does seem, though, that I've inherited a lot of work to do.
Again, I think he's talking to her through the show. I don't think she's there.
a little bit, maybe a conversation to have in the future, but right now, just feeling better about being off the internet and all that, that's what we'll do. It does seem, though, that I've inherited a lot of work to do. And my plan is to have it all wrapped up by the end of the month.
Listen to this. Listen to how he already changes the plan. I inherited a lot of work to do. My plan's to have it all wrapped up by the end of the month. Now watch him walk it back immediately. Listen to this. And by the way, listen to how not even close they are to sending out your prizes. Fuck. 2-3 weeks ago, April took a day off to do this. And then they came back on and said, it's all handled. We did it. Another victory for Steel Toe. He says,
off the internet and all that, that's what we'll do. It does seem, though, that I've inherited a lot of work to do. And my plan is to have it all wrapped up by the end of the month.
All right. My plan's to have it all wrapped up by the end of the month. Walks it back immediately right here.
That's what I want to do. I want to have it all wrapped up by the end of the month. I know I can't deliver your shirts and your hoodies by the end of the month.
Okay, I want to have it all wrapped up by the end of the month, but I can't deliver your shirts and hoodies by the end of the month. Why? Why? April was supposed to do this weeks ago. It's the 18th. Why can't you deliver shirts and hoodies by the end of the month? Here's why. Listen to this.
But I want to have them ordered.
They don't even fucking have them. He doesn't even fucking have them.
Ah.
They don't have the money to order them. They don't have the money to order it. What did she do? And then even when she was called out on it and took a day off to do it, what did she do? What did this bitch do? Keel thinks he took a long time to get his stickers. I have them. I mean, this is fucking bananas. It's so bananas. I want to have it all wrapped up by the end of the month. Well, I can't have your stuff by the end of the month, but I want to have it ordered. And then maybe by the end of May, I'll get it. And then maybe by the end of June, I'll package it up. And then maybe by the end of July, I'll go to the post office. Fuck.
Better about being off the internet and all that. That's what we'll do. It does seem, though, that I've inherited a lot of work to do. And my plan is to have it all wrapped up by the end of the month. That's what I want to do. I want to have it all wrapped up by the end of the month. I know I can't deliver your shirts and your hoodies by the end of the month, but I want to have them ordered by the end of the month. As far as gift certificates and gift cards and stuff like that go, I can have those out by the end of the month.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. He's pretty sure 12 days is long enough to mail you a gift certificate.
For sure. Speaking of gift certificates and speaking of all that stuff, whoever gives the most money today, $50 to Stoney's or $50 to Midland, but you have to claim it.
Listen to this.
You have to send something to me and say, hey, I was the highest contributor today. Do you have my gift card?
We're doing a giveaway over here, but you have to contact me and say, I won the giveaway. Do you have my gift card? Who wants to shoot these idiots? Who wants to fucking break into their house, go grab April's fucking pink camouflage rifle, and just shove it down their esophagus and just...
And then I can get it to you. Let's go ahead and talk to the audience.
Hey, everyone who's giving me large amounts of monies, make sure you contact me and tell me you did. I can't be bothered to track it.
A little bit here. Los Federales says, did you make the goal last night? Yes, we did. And Los Federales, if you want to, you know, throw a little something in, you know, for the effort,
for today. So Los Federales said, did you make the goal last night? And he says, yes, and if you want to throw something in for the effort today. Again, he's always telling people, if you want to throw money at me, you can. I don't ever want to have to tell you that. At any point, if you want to throw money at me, you can. The gate is open. Matter of fact, super chat when I'm not even here, you know? See who cares. Where are we at in this dog shit? Can you put the Mike David Denny saga on the overdose? Need to hear how it all began. I don't know what that is. Chip Galloway, $9.99, two. We got Ian Hawk. We got rid of Ian Hawk. He's 60% voted out. BYB podcast. I'm sure Ian Hawk gets 86 enough IRL. Jesus Christ, people hate Ian, huh? The goal is Kuehl. BYB is spending his whole disability check on me tonight. Put this towards the super tip thing. That's not how it works. You fuckstick. $20 internet person. Thanks for the laughs. This is like Eddie Baker, the Rando Report. Aaron, just go a good show. Just do a good show. The money will come. Or it won't. Or it won't. You know? What can you do about it?
I ain't against it, homeboy. Veldrain says, you are right. Joe Biden doesn't ask for much. The last thing Joe asked about is where he was and if he could do anything for the current President Obama. Magdalena, I can't even read that, says, is there a Minnesota variation of a hot dog? Detroit, Coney Island are trash. Sorry to get off topic. That's fine, man. Look, for the first little while on the show, we go through the chat. We talk to you guys. So off topic is...
For the first little while on the show, we go through the chat off topic. Just talk to you guys. Go back a year ago. Not only did Aaron many, many times proclaim to everyone, we don't read the chat. I can't read the chat. We do a show. We have topics. I don't read the chat. Aaron said that many, many times. You can find it. Also, he would ban people who cross-chatted. Who cross-chatted, okay? That means, like, if you were talking about something that, you know, like Seanetta and Ian, you would get banned. Now, I guess I'm doing that tonight, but this is more of a gag. We do it to other people all the time. Flat Cat, et cetera, et cetera. Panhandler will probably ban from the chat soon. Just had enough. I don't get it. He's already banned in the Discord. I think I have two people blocked in the Discord now. None of them are Flat Cat. So that's good.
Totally fine. No, we don't have a hot dog. You know what we created, though, in Minnesota is the Juicy Lucy. That's ours. The burger stuffed with cheese and stuff, that's our thing.
We did that.
So I guess we do have that. Cockdiff says Chargers fans are more gay than Vikings fans. If you're trying to compare Gino and I for homosexuality, I mean, we're going to have to get out microscopes and, you know, micrometers and all kinds of measurement devices. It's almost not worth doing, guys. It's not worth doing. Egg Picker says apparently the blade wasn't even out of the knife on that preacher dude. His Twitter I'll believe Muslim that we Muslims are racist. Bams to getting strike. Same deal. Bigot on socialist media with seven. Aaron Packerbacker says when women are depressed, they just stop adulting. When men.
Okay, listen to this. I was lathering myself in the shower earlier today, listening to this. Listen to what happens here. No one mentions April. Packerbacker says this is how this whole thing starts. No one says April. Listen to this.
Here stuff. Same deal. Bigot on socialist media with $7 says, let's get started. All right, 345 away from today's goal.
All right, here we go. Here we go. No one says April. Listen to this.
Thank you guys very, very much. People saying you've got this, Aaron. Packerbacker says when women are depressed, they just stop adulting. When men are depressed, they just drag themselves to do the right thing.
When women are depressed, they just stop adulting. When men are depressed, they drag themselves to do the right thing. There are two great parts to this that you're going to find interesting. When women are depressed, they stop adulting. When men are depressed, they just power through and do what they got to do. Listen to Aaron's first reaction to this.
Because.
Let me just play it back.
And you've got this, Aaron. Packerbacker says when women are depressed, they just stop adulting. When men are depressed, they just drag themselves to do the right thing because they have to. Look. I don't think I'm depressed.
No one said you were. No one said you were. So that's odd.
I really don't. Went to my daughter's math bowl yesterday. It was fucking awesome. Loved it. Got to be a scorekeeper, actually. They needed scorekeepers. And you know that feeling where you feel like they're staring at you and wanting you to volunteer? I got that feeling. So I volunteered to be a scorekeeper. I got to sit closer to my daughter while she did her math bowl. But you're not allowed to help them.
Oh, really? I thought the scorers were allowed to help their kids. I thought that was like how they paid the scorers. In between you and me, you can give your daughter up to 3 answers. He always tells us the weirdest details.
But yeah, I know. Women, you're right, though. Women do shut down completely when they get, like, depressed.
Women shut down completely when they get depressed. Again, no one said the word April yet. But watch this. Women shut down completely when they get depressed.
There's a lot of things that make people shut down.
There's a lot of things that make people shut down. No one said the word April yet.
Depression, stress, anxiety. I know they say like when people get hooked on like meth or.
Ooh. They say that when people get hooked on meth.
Or drugs or anything like that.
Now, no one asked about drugs or said anything about drugs. Depression. How men and women react to depression. And now Aaron's going, women do shut down when they get depressed. But a lot of things cause them to shut down. Anxiety. I know that when they get addicted to meth or drugs. Now, again, no one's mentioned drugs and meth, but he brought it up. And again, no one's mentioned April. No one has said the word April. And yet.
Depression, stress, anxiety. I know. They say like when people get hooked on like meth or drugs or anything like that, that they close everybody out except like the people they use with. Like that's the big thing with like addicts and stuff. They'll stay with the people they use with. But they won't associate with anyone else, like phone calls, text messages, anything like that. And they'll just kind of like.
Now, this is a lot of intimate knowledge about addicts and how they behave and which relationships they maintain and which relationships they choose to ignore while they're going through their addiction. Now, again, I don't know why he's talking about this. No one asked about drugs or addicts or what happens when an addict cuts off certain interpersonal relationships. No one's said any of that. And also, again, just to remind you, no one said April. No one has brought up April. And yet.
Gravitate towards each other. And I don't know if that's men and women. But as far as being depressed goes, it is. It's kind of like, it's almost like, depression is almost like an addiction. Not that April has depression.
What just happened? This is not nothing. What just happened? The comment was, Aaron, when women get depressed, they stop adulting. When men get depressed, they push through and keep doing what they have to do. He went off on a tangent about another thing that can cause depression is meth addicts, being addicted to meth. And then he went back to depression. And then he said, not that I think April's depressed. Who was talking about April? Who was talking about April? Okay, so now that you know he was thinking about April, now that you know he's talking about April being on meth, potentially, let's go back and hear everything you just said about how those people deal with their addiction. It's almost like he looked this up to see, why is she being like this to me? Why is she being like this? Because he has all these answers on the tip of his fucking tongue. This is insane. This is insane.
An addiction. And that, get that feeling where you feel like they're staring at you and wanting you to volunteer. Depression, stress, anxiety. I know they say like when people get hooked on like meth or drugs or anything like that, that they close everybody out except like the people they use with. Like that's the big thing with like addicts and stuff. They'll stay with the people they use with, but they won't associate with anyone else, like phone calls, text messages.
They won't associate with anyone else. Phone calls, text messages. Again, it's almost like he's looked this up.
Anything like that. And they'll just kind of like gravitate towards each other.
Mama!
And I don't know if that's men and women, but as far as being depressed goes, it is. It's kind of like, it's almost like depression is almost like an addiction. Not that April has depression or an addiction, but depression kind of seems the same way where people just.
Out of nowhere, just as an aside, not that April has depression or an addiction. No one asked about April. No one said April. No one brought up April. And he just out of nowhere goes, and April doesn't have that. No one asked. No one asked.
Kind of put shit off. I don't know if I've ever had like clinical depression. I've had times where I'm fucking bummed out or I'm not doing very well. I don't know about depression. It's just not something that runs in my family. But when I get down, when I get bummed, I still do shit. You know, like this April not wanting to do shows anymore. That really sucks. I really, really love doing shows with her.
You just said it was going to be awesome to get back to that. She comes home from work and kisses you and get back to regular life. I really, really, say that again.
When I get bummed, I still do shit. You know, like this.
It sounds like he's making fun of somebody, but he's being real. I really, really.
April not wanting to do shows anymore. That really sucks. I really, really love doing shows with her.
That sounds fake, doesn't it?
And that's had me bummed. That's had me down. Like this, April not wanting to do shows anymore. That really sucks. I really, really love doing shows with her.
It sounds like he's mocking himself. No, I want her to come back. I really, really love doing shows with her. Really.
And that's had me bummed. That's had me down. Like this, April not wanting to do shows anymore. That really sucks. I really, really love doing shows with her. And that's had me bummed. That's had me down. Like this, April not wanting to do shows anymore. That really sucks. I really, really love doing shows with her. And that's had me bummed. That's had me down. But like, I don't think I've ever done more laundry. I don't think I've ever done more dishes. I don't.
Why? So April quits the show. She's not working. She's still getting paid. She's not even doing behind-the-scenes stuff. And she's not doing laundry and dishes? What's going on? All afternoon, she can add things to playlists, but she can't do laundry. So it's not like she's listening to music and doing laundry or dishes. She's not there. She's not there. And he keeps telling you it was the show. It was you. You did this. Fuck.
I don't think I've ever run more errands. I don't, like, busy, busy, busy.
So what is she doing? She's not depressed. She's just in bed. She's not depressed. She's just at her mom's.
I guess. Maybe that is a guy thing. Annoyed Wawa supervisor says, Aaron, as much as I'd like to say I told you so about no work being done, if you'd like some help actually getting a process in place to pretty much automate this, it'd take about an afternoon. Oh, thank you. I look.
Who so has many the time? People. Who has the time? A lot of people have asked to help automate things or get us a process or teach us how to do stuff. We're not interested. We're not interested. We're updating our template in March of 2025. We're in shock even thinking about actually doing what we say. That sounds like a lot of work.
Have been so nice about all this, and I really do appreciate it. Hulkamash says,
okay, so a guy goes, if you really want to are serious and sorry about this and you want to get it together, it'll take an afternoon. And he goes, you people have been so nice. Thanks so much. So he doesn't care. Listen to how he blows it off. He blows off this guy telling him, I can get your shit together for you.
No work being done. If you'd like some help actually getting a process in place to pretty much automate this, it'd take about an afternoon. Oh, thank you. I look. So many people have been so nice about all this, and I really do appreciate it. Hulkamash says, sucks that she fell.
So he offered to help. He offered to make a process. He offered to make a process to help you get your shit together. And your answer was, so many people have been so nice. Thanks. So where are we on that? They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
Behind, but hindsight, you're the boss. So yeah, it is. This is why I would probably never, work with family again.
You'd probably never work with family again. Who? What, in a year you're going to bring her back? Was that even a potential? Or are you talking about your next wife? Or are you talking about her fat fucking mom? Or Charlotte? Are you going to breed her to be a fucking insensitive, soulless, fucking a feelingless creature that can do this with you? You know? Or Louie? Or Emily, my future bride. How old is she now? 3?
Because you can't tell them they're fucking up and you need them to do better.
I would never work with family again because you can't tell them they're fucking up. Yes, you can. You're just not a good boss. You're not a good boss. Yeah, you can. There's a million family businesses.
You can't because you value their position as your family member or your loved one. You value them too much for that. And so you don't want to lose that personal connection. So,
well, you would never hire, you know, again, unless you're a pussy whipped bitch, you would never hire a woman with no broadcast experience to be the number two on a show. Sorry. And if you're any kind of a radio pro, you would know that. You would know that. I mean, you wouldn't hire them as third mic, much less second. So get over yourself. Admit that. Admit she sucks. I mean, you're so fucking stupid. This is all your fault.
Being the boss doesn't seem as important as being the husband.
To you, because you're a bitch. You're a bitch. This is just your problem. There's a million husbands and wives that can work together. A million families that can work together. He's telling you now how it is. Again, we all saw this coming with you. Kumia laughed at you about this a year ago. We all did.
Their father or what, you know, whatever the case is. So it does make it a little tougher. And I'm sure other people resent you for it because you're giving them special treatment that they wouldn't get.
You're still giving her special treatment. She doesn't do the dishes or laundry. She's earning a salary. You're still a bitch. You're still a bitch. I mean, she's already had her 2 weeks as far as I'm concerned. Cut her off. You need to contact payroll.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Egg Picker says trans school shooters 2.0. Yeah, they do the same thing with...
Now he's off it. He's on trans people.
When there's a shooter of any kind, when there's any kind of mass shooter, they kind of wait to see if they're mustic how long. $5 from Magdalena. Thank you very much. Says, you ever went ice fishing? Two grumpy old men. I like them because I'm hanging out. April didn't do a lot of the stuff she liked doing.
What?
I probably don't give a shit about. April loves ice fishing. We didn't get to do any this year. That bums me out. April didn't do a lot of the stuff she liked doing.
April came home with...
I have diagnosed my wife with dumb cuntiness numerous times. Bigot on Socialist Media says it's a reflection on Aaron more than April. The merch thing? Probably, yeah. I mentioned it a few times, but... what do you do?
There you go. Remember when I told you to remember, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry? Now he says, I mentioned it a couple times. What do you do? None of you got your prizes. None of you got your merch that you ordered. What are you going to do? But a minute ago, you were sorry. You were really sorry.
Probably, yeah. I mentioned it a few times, but what do you do? You live and you learn.
You're supposed to have an honest conversation with your employee/wife. Is that what you're supposed to do? Sit them down, say, fuck, you know, this is important to the business. You should do what you said you were going to do. What are you going to do?
But it is, boys and girls, you live and you learn. $340 away from today's goal.
But he does need $340 still. What are you going to do? How about that? You need $340? What are you going to do? What if we had that attitude for your goal every day?
Well, if you'd like to chip in, if you'd like to help out the program, all of the links are in the chat, Streamlabs, PayPal, etc.
If you'd like to, you can. Did you know? If you'd like to. He's still taking donations if you'd like to.
The Rumble rants, all that stuff. People have been asking, hey, if we throw in money and we have, you know, something we want you to rant on, can we do that? Absolutely.
People have been asking. You're at three. You started at 350. You got two fives. That was 20 minutes ago. Somebody asked about that. And now you're going to throw that out as a sales pitch? Yeah, people have been asking all morning if we got something we want you to rant about, can we send in money and have you rant about it? And I've been like, yes. That's why no one's done it, because people have been asking. Hey, guys, for $3, I'll rant about something. It says, if you want to hear a classic Patrick rant, send in $3 and I'll rant about anything. People have been asking. Pomegranates? $3. Screen doors? $3. iPad 2? $3. People have been asking. Can we get some of those classic Aaron rants? People have been asking all morning, and I'm like, sure. I'm a whore. Let's do it.
Absolutely. You throw money at this show, we let you do pretty much anything you want.
Oh, no.
And we're pretty good about that.
We're pretty good about letting anybody do anything over here on our pro show.
Cocktiff says, was watching Nightwave before you came on. You got to mention, Aaron. Well, yeah, of course we got to mention. We fucking raided Mersh yesterday.
Classic Steel Town.
Why wouldn't we get a mention for raiding Mersh? Just say what you want. We know she's not awake.
Just say what you want. We know she's not away.
Rod Pockets.
You never know.
Oh, no. That's true. Sometimes she's up at 2 a.m. putting songs on her playlist.
They could always wake up when you least expect.
Jesus.
You ever do that?
Jesus.
You ever, like, talk shit about your girl? And then, like, you realize they're there? Or just talk shit about anyone? They walk up behind it. Relax. And then that coworker. Jesus. Hobo Chili Recipe says, when you raided Mersh's Rumble, or when you raided Mersh, Rumble sent it to him. You know what, Los Federales, use your browser. This is what I hate about Rumble, and this is what stresses me out so much about being suspended on YouTube, because those goals really are important to us, is when people are like, I'm trying to give you money, and I can't. Use the browser when it comes to Rumble if you want to give us money. Otherwise, streamlabs.com/steeltoe morning show/tip.
Should we be getting him on tippy toes? What's my thing called? Super tips?
And that'll work out just fine. Annoyed Wawa supervisor says, is it talking shit when you're just pointing out incompetence, not trying to be a shit, but as a supervisor, inefficiencies are like Vietnam flashbacks to me. I don't know. I'm kind of the mind. Now, here's where I've been the last few days. My mind the last few days has been like, thank God this saga is over. And now we can move on from there.
So the question was, it's not really nagging her if you're telling her about her job and things she could do better. His answer was, honestly, I'm just glad this is over. He's a classic question dodger. Again, what was the one before? The one before was like about like depression, men and women, and he went off about drugs in April. Then somebody said, I can help you get organized if you're really serious about this in a short amount of time. And he said, people have been great, thanks. It's not what he said at all. And now someone just said, as a supervisor, if inefficiencies drive me crazy, he's not really yelling at April if you're talking to her about her job and trying to help her be more efficient and make sure she does her job. His answer again was, I'm just glad this is over. I'm so glad this is just done. So again, he doesn't want to take any personal responsibility for this. He doesn't want to really improve. He doesn't want solutions. He doesn't want answers. And most of all, he doesn't want you to come after him and hold him accountable for any of this shit. He dodges every fucking question. It's so infuriating. I'm high and I can see right through it.
That's where my brain has been. Like, thank God this shit is over. The worst part, I've been the last...
Listen to him again. Tell him about inefficiency and say about yelling at April. And he just says, I'm glad this is over.
Tip. And that'll work out just fine. Annoyed Wawa supervisor says, is it talking shit when you're just pointing out incompetence, not trying to be a shit, but as a supervisor, inefficiencies are like Vietnam flashbacks to me. I don't know. I'm kind of the mind. Now, here's where I've been the last few days.
Nobody asks. Nobody asks, where have you been the last few days? They say, is it talking shit if you just talk to her about inefficiencies in her job? You know where I've been the last few days? No, focus, Aaron, focus. Nobody asks. Nobody asks. Tell us where you've been, idiot.
My mind the last few days has been like, thank God this saga is over.
It ain't.
And now we can move on from there.
All right. So don't ask any more questions about him not holding April accountable. Let's move on. This saga is over. Next question.
That's where my brain has been.
No wedding ring again today. Good catch. No wedding ring again today.
Like, thank God this shit is over. The worst part has been, not knowing. That's been the part that sucks for me. Magdalena, I agree. People concerned trolling April are so transparently gay and cringe. It's adorable. Yeah, let's stop. Can we-
Oh, no. He's not about to tell the internet to stop doing something, is he? Oh, no. Oh, no. The pro show. Oh, no. The pro show. By the way, they're coming in. Here's $3. Now, rant about the Roku TV controller. I'm so glad you asked. The Roku TV controller. Can we talk about it? I mean, look at these buttons. Look at these buttons. Netflix, Apple TV, Paramount Plus, HBO Max. I don't like anything that feels like it's the size of a suppository I can stick up my ass. Okay, this thing, not only will this get lost in the couch cushions, this could slip up my asshole on a warm day, okay, when I'm fully dilated. This thing is smooth and creamy, and then I'll have no idea except for apps just keep opening. But also, I don't like when they sell advertising space on my remote. You know, they're getting kickbacks. This is why the TV is so cheap. You know, this is why you pick up a fucking 4K 55-inch TV for $160. It's not. But again, don't lose this thing up your ass. You'll never get your volume back to normal. And also, a lot of these rubber buttons are more porous than they look. And don't ask me how I know, okay? That's a $3 rant.
Can we stop, please? I'm asking the audience, like the fans of the show. Can we stop?
I'm asking, guys, can you please stop talking about April? No more talking about April. No more talking about April. Can we stop, internet? Oh, no.
People are so transparently gay and cringe, it's adorable. Yeah, let's stop. Can we stop, please? I'm asking the audience, like the fans of the show. Can we stop? Because you know me, I'll talk about anything. You ask me a question, I feel duty-bound as the host of this show to be open with you as a radio guy. You know, talk of
duty-bound. Thank you for your service, fag. I'm duty-bound as a radio guy. When I took that oath, when I bought my first Mr. Microphone, I swore.
About everything, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to keep shit private. I'm trying to keep it.
What a weird way to be like, I'll throw my wife under the bus. I'll spill anything. Don't ask me questions, guys. I'll say everything. I will fucking ruin her. You know me, guys. I'm a giant piece of shit.
As the host of this show, to be open with you as a radio guy, you know, we talk about everything, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to keep shit private. I'm trying to keep it. Please stop.
Please. Please stop.
That's what I will ask, because I'll yap all day long, but I don't want to hurt other people.
Somebody said the Roku remote's Bluetooth. I don't know if they all are. You know, every TV comes with a different one. This one's definitely infrared. I mean, I'm not saying it's not Bluetooth as well, but this one's definitely infrared, or it wouldn't have the transparent plastic on the end. And I think, and again, you know, every TV comes with a different one. If you buy a Roku stick or a Roku box, probably comes with a different one. I don't really like the Roku life.
Okay. I'll yap till the cows come home.
We know. Guys, don't ask me my password, because I'll tell you. Okay. Guys, don't ask me about April, because I'll just talk about April. All right, we'll all stop. Thanks, MGD.
Just let's stop talking about it. Okay?
Guys, can we just stop talking about April?
I think we're good there. Ableticia says, yeah, stop being gay. Exactly. Marlboro Man says, PayPal not working for me either. Guys, then go down in the description. The description of the video has the link there. Click that link. Use it. Guys, you're stressing me the fuck.
Guys, what the fuck's wrong with you? Guys, click on the description. Scroll up. Find the link. Copy and paste it. Open a browser. Clear your cookies. Open a tab. Go over to PayPal. You're stressing me the fuck out, guys, okay? We need our goal. We need our goal. Guys, go outside. Bring an umbrella. Don't forget to bring a golf ball and a warm hat. Turn around 3 times. Go inside. Unplug your router. Pour yourself a glass of milk. Let it get tepid. Plug your router back in. Head on over. Reboot your computer. Ask your grandma if she's had her milk. You're going to want to reload the web. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Guys, what's wrong with you? You're stressing me out. How do you not know the 82 simple steps to contribute to Steel Toe? What the fuck? He's losing his mind. I mean, Super Tip is like you got to open a browser. It's almost as inconvenient as it could be. We tried to make it easy. If you're watching this on your TV, you can scan the QR code. If you're doing it on a desktop or a phone, you can click the pinned comment and open a thing and do it. We've tried to make it easy. And look, people do it. We figured it out. He's over here going like, motherfuckers, you're stressing me out. Get a bus to Albuquerque. Talk to the driver. His name is Pedro. He'll know what I'm talking about. You want to go underneath the bus. There'll be a pink suitcase. Nobody will claim it. Take that to the guy working the front desk. His name is Randy. He sells the tickets. Give him the suitcase. He'll wink at you and pull a lever. You'll head down to track 2.5. I mean, what's going on? What's going on? Guys, you're stressing me out. You're stressing me out. Go to a bank. Pull out a certificate of deposit. Make an appointment to come back 2 weeks later. Talk to a manager. You're stressing me out. Yeah, how is this your fault? How is it you're trying to give him money and he's yelling at you? He's yelling at you. Fuck.
Fuck out. When you talk about, like, I'm trying to contribute to the show and, like, that's our life.
You're stressing me out when you're like, I'm trying to contribute to the show.
Private. I'm trying to keep it. Please stop. Just exactly. Marlboro Man says PayPal not working for me either. Guys, then go down in the description. The description of the video has the link there. Click that link. Use it. Guys, you're stressing me the fuck out. When you talk about, like, I'm trying to contribute to the show and, like, that's our lifeline and you can't do it, I'm sweating. I literally start sweating.
Guys, you're fucking me up. When you try to give to the show and it's my lifeline, I'm sweating. Yeah. Guys.
No. No, Tapia, we're doing fine. Our audience has been growing.
This is crazy. Listen to this. Listen to this.
I'm sweating. I literally start sweating. You know? No, Tapia, we're doing fine. Our audience has been growing the last few days. We have a higher sub count growth than we've ever had.
I can't. I mean, Moody pulled up a graph in our Discord that blows this out of the water immediately. Like, it's so laughable. Our sub count growth is higher than it's ever been.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
Our sub count growth is higher than it's ever been. I don't even know. I don't even know what to fucking say. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Nodak says he's trying to give me $100 through the screen. It's not working. This is fucking me up, dude. Go to supertip.gg/NLO. It's fucking me up, dude, when you're telling me you're trying to give me $100 and it's not working. And that's literally my lifeline to that $100. Hello? And I really, really like doing the shows with April. I really, really do. No, I really, really like doing the shows with April.
So that's kind of nice. Don't.
I can't.
No, Tapia, we're doing fine. Our audience has been growing the last few days. We have a higher sub count growth than we've ever had.
We have a higher sub count growth than we've ever had. I think I'll hit 11,800 tonight or tomorrow. 11,800. I think when I found Steel Toe, I had six and a half thousand. We have a higher sub count growth than we've ever had. April leaving was the ticket.
You know? No, Tapia, we're doing fine. Our audience has been growing.
Watch his eyes shift while he says it. He's like checking to see if anybody believes it. I mean, I can't. I can't with this fucking loser.
I'm sweating. I literally start sweating. You know? No, Tapia, we're doing fine. Our audience has been growing.
Don't clip this. That's not a chat check. That's a... What did I just fucking say? How can I double down on this horse shit?
Last few days, we have a higher sub count growth than we've ever had.
We have a higher sub count growth than we've ever had. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that. Again, Moody pulled it up and posted it in our Discord. He understands that Social Blade stuff way more than I do, but what in the fuck? Matt check.
So that's kind of nice. Don't worry. Tapia, don't concern troll either.
A lot of rules over there. Don't concern troll. Don't ask about April. Don't not know how to give.
Don't do that. Guys, we'll do a show like we...
Fuck. He's going into it. Here he goes.
Higher sub count growth than we've ever had. So that's kind of nice. Don't worry. Tapia, don't concern troll either. Don't do that. Guys, we'll do a show like we've been doing. April hasn't been on for almost a month now. Show's...
Wow.
It's been doing fine. We've been doing well. We've been knocking out it. We've missed one goal in a month. That's pretty normal.
We've missed one goal in a month. Now, again, everyone knows this is horse shit. Everyone knows that's not true. Again, he checks imaginary friends every time he lies. We've missed one goal in a month.
So don't, Tapia, I don't want to cut you loose. I really don't. Don't do the concern trolling thing. Don't.
So this person asks one question and they get a whole segment. Look how they get him to spurg out.
Don't do that. Guys, we'll do a show like we've been doing. April hasn't been on for almost a month now. Show's been doing fine. We've been doing well. We've been knocking out it. We've missed one goal in a month. That's pretty normal. So don't, Tapia, I don't want to cut you loose. I really don't. Don't do the concern trolling thing. Don't do shit like that. We got great shows. We got
great shows. You sound like the Shuli Network. We still have an amazing lineup. The BS show, followed by Uncle Rico. Look, Replayables isn't here anymore, but did we mention the BS show? Followed by Uncle Rico.
We've got awesome people. We've got Keanu and Gino that we've added.
Keanu's a less popular April. Keanu goes live for 52 people. Keanu goes live for 15 people. Keanu can't get the traction April had. Gino. Ask Gino to tell a story. Gino's one of these people, like, again, if something really happened and he had to explain it to a cop, he'd be in trouble. He's one of these guys, like the Brandon Network or Comedy Shaman. Like, you can't follow the thread of what the fuck they're saying. Even when I'm high, you can kind of follow along at home. Like, they can't talk. Like, Gino just screams. He's all over the place. He can't form a cogent argument. It's really, it's like sad. It's just embarrassing. These guys take L after L after L after L. He's bragging about them like they're great additions. This is the upfront for the new season of Steel Toe. Guys, we've added great content. We got great shows over here. We've added Keanu and Gino, two people with Corey Adam-esque channels. When it comes to viewership,
Guys, stop stressing Mubi out. I got enough to do. I have to drag Mama Backyard Farm Animal to the horse pen. We got two Spider Alomar Monchichi horses that got to drain their piss whistles into Mama's fart cave. Then I have an ounce of meth to hide in my cunt closet.
Jesus. Hey, buddy.
Monchichi, Monchichi.
Jesus. That took some time to craft. We got two Spider Alomar Monchichi horses that got to drain their piss whistles into Mama's fart cave. Jesus.
You can't just point out my many, many very cool flaws and hypocrisies. Me and my toe bros are growing faster than you ever could. That's why our channel has gained a remarkable 2,000 subs in the past year. Very cool. I'm even going to be beating Melton soon.
True.
We've got Matt. We've got Johnny. We've got Matt.
A guy I know with a job. We got Johnny. Again, all the Johnny, Keanu, and Gino and Matt's channels combined get like 120 viewers live. Like, what? Hold on, go back. Matt, is it? We got Gino. We got Keanu. We got Matt.
We've been knocking out it. We missed one goal in a month. That's pretty normal.
Again, imagine ever doing this. People just say, you're poor, you're shoving no money. I go, okay. Imagine I start whipping out my financials. No, actually, we make the goal every time. We're doing very, very well today. I get a lot of secret Venmos you don't know about. No, I'm poor. I bought a used Lexus. I'm the poorest. Can we move on now?
So don't, Tapia, yeah, I don't want to cut you loose. I really don't. Don't do the concern trolling thing. Don't do shit like that. We got great shows.
Let me tell you about some of the talent coming over to the network. Let me tell you about some of the dreams over here at Steel Toe. Some of the ideas we've been rattling around in corporate.
We've got awesome people. We've got Keanu and Gino that we've added. We've got Matt. We've got Johnny. We've got more people working on Steel Toe now than we have since Corey left.
Humble brag. We got more people working on Steel Toe now than when Corey left. And we're going to bring Corey back.
So don't do the concern trolling shit. Don't do stuff like that. Let's not be internet gay.
Oh.
Let's be cool.
Let's not be internet gay. Let's be cute.
Pushing $1,000.
That would be very cute.
Ready this morning, so make sure you hit thumb.
Wow, he's doing the Ray DeVito weird thumb.
Thumbs up. Make sure you hit like and follow. Let's get on the front page of Rumble. It promotes the show. They do a great job.
Oh, I just realized, you know, with that stupid thumb, it reminded me of Ray. We should offer. We're going to get Ari Jane to come out and do her podcast in Ray's space. We'll give Ari Jane the plane ticket. We'll give Ari Jane the hotel. And Ray just stays home. It'll drive him nuts. It'll drive him nuts. And I'll also be filming a reality show, fans trying to bang Ari Jane. We'll get her security so she doesn't get accosted. But we will let every fan shoot their shot. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be cute.
I appreciate it. Somebody says, did you get your garage door fixed? My garage door was fine. I needed to get a new battery for my garage door opener.
Okay.
My man. Trampling at the...
My garage door is fine. I got to get a new battery for my garage door opener.
Zoo. Yeah, see, stop it. Yeah, guys, fucking stop it.
This is a pro show. I'm the only one who yells at my chat to knock it off.
All right. Just stop mentioning it. Stop talking about it.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what he's yelling at them about, but if you're telling people to stop talking about it.
We're done.
I'm putting my foot down.
Get the fucking, Ryan the Garbage Man says, get the fucking PayPal app, you bunch of tards. Yeah, I mean, you could do that. Lab Glass says, I've sent you a PayPal before. You should be able to get it, get to the Steel Toe page from last payment. Okay.
Awesome. Bigot on socialist media says, nuke these assholes. No, like Tapia says, he goes, I'm a new fan and rooting for Steel Toe. We're doing fine, buddy.
We're doing fine. NLO's doing fine. We're doing fine, guys. I don't know what the problem is, guys. We're all doing fine. We are doing fine.
We're doing good.
Everything's good. We're doing very fine.
All right. We're gonna be good.
We're gonna be good. We're fine. I mean, say it more.
Nuke these assholes. No, like Tapia says, he goes, I'm a new fan and rooting for Steel Toe. We're doing fine, buddy. We're doing good. All right? We're gonna be good. Annoyed Wawa Supervisor says, show is better than ever. 50% less white Russian Nana political opinions. Respectfully, of course. Okie dokie. All right. You only need the battery when the power is out. Otherwise, you don't need it. Then,
yeah, so I guess, like, his garage door opener, you know how, like, when the power goes out and you come home, like, you need your door to open, it has a battery. Some models have a battery in them so that it can open the door, close the door a couple times without power. But I guess it would tell you, you know, I don't know, like in the app, maybe it will tell you when your battery needs replaced.
Opinions, respectfully, of course. Okie dokie. All right. You only need the battery when the power is out. Otherwise, you don't need it. Then why does the opener in my car not work anymore?
Do you think? Oh, no. Do you think the remote is called a garage door opener? The garage door opener is the thing that opens the garage door. It's operated by a button or a remote control. The remote needs a new battery. He thinks the thing he clips onto his visor is the garage door opener. And look at his smug face. Oh, yeah? Then how come it doesn't open when I push my little clicker? It's like, right, it's the clicker. That's a clicker. You can call it a clicker. That's fine. I love his arrogance when he's an idiot.
Supervisor says show is better than ever. 50% less white Russian.
Wrong, Melton. The batteries in the remote power the garage door going up. Fuck.
Nana political opinions.
Semantics, Melton. I mean, it's not. It's literally not. It's like calling an ATM an ATM machine. It's like, whatever, man. You know, either one's right. It's like, it isn't. It isn't.
Respectfully, of course. Okie dokie. All right. You only need the battery when the power is out. Otherwise, you don't need it. Then why does the opener in my car not work anymore? I ask you. All right. Let's go on. Let's do a fucking show.
And again, this is something he's got to tell you about. I got a busy day. This is like Chad's bank appointment. I got a busy day today. I gotta go get some batteries for my garage door remote. Double A's? I mean, I don't know about you. I got a battery daddy. I got a battery caddy daddy. You don't have double A's rolling around your house? I mean, what's going on with this dad?
Everybody chill. Everybody relax. Came in here today.
Oh, he's back to his old self telling everybody that, guys, chill.
Feeling really good. Came in here excited to do the show.
You guys are ruining it very quickly.
Everyone, just stop. It's over with.
Oh, fuck. He's just drawing it out.
It's done. We move on. Fauci's pangolin says, I think I'm leaving Nazi tube and committed here. Look, if you want to stay with Rumble, stay with Rumble. What I would ask you is throw in a couple of bucks, knock out that $340 goal, because daddy gets a little stressed about not having YouTube. So if we keep a...
Why do you get stressed about not having YouTube? You have 1,000 viewing on Rumble. Why does daddy get stressed about not having YouTube?
Constant stream coming in. If we're getting to 300 by 7 o'clock, 200 by 8 o'clock, 100. Like, if we're knocking out those little, if we're knocking out those little bits, those little chunks every
called milestones.
The hour, I'm a happy guy. Otherwise, I get super stressed. The show gets affected. I'm not having as much fun.
I'm glad that right now we're getting unaffected show. I'd hate to see it affected. I'd hate to see the show when you're stressed and worried about money. I'm glad it's on a tight pro schedule right now.
Please, if you're thinking about dropping in money this week, please do it while this...
We heard you! Have you been thinking about dropping in money to Steel Toe?
Suspension is going on, so I don't lose my fucking shit. And I know that's on me. I get that. You guys keep this show on the air. I appreciate that so much. Let's go into the Tiffany Henyard updates that we have.
I don't even know. I don't even know. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Holy shit. I got a million of these now. The Rando Report. Seriously, do Aaron's sponsors even know he exists? The towing company didn't. We called. Need all MD call-ins appearances with Denny. Thanks. I mean, what? You do a search. BYB podcast. Send Ray the link. No. Number one Josh Denny fan. Respect, brother. I mean, I'm not ever talking to Ray. He's so dumb. I was going to pick Ray and Pat Dixon up at the airport. I'm telling Pat, get an Uber. I'll pay you back. I can't be in a car with this fucking idiot. Or maybe I'll go pick up Pat and we'll go to breakfast. Ray can get a cab. Or Ray can wait at the airport for us and we'll swing back and get him and I'll put him in the back. And get I'll see about a cone of silence or something. I mean, BYB podcast. Put towards the PayPal. What's going on? Put towards your marijuana addiction goal. Is Quadfather attacking me? Beloved chatter, in 12 months, has anyone given dollars via Streamlabs? I don't know if I even know. I don't even know where that goes. The glitch is fine, buddy. It's going to be okay. Okie dokie. How is it working? It's better since I fixed it a little bit, right? Or no?
Hey, buddy, I hear you're getting ready to drop some new merchandise. Image, if you will, this face on a 4XLT with the caption, hey, buddy. Hottest selling shirt since the Raytard phenomenon?
No. No.
Sorry, Melton, my battery died in the remote that opens the hatch to April's corn cannon when the local things come by and pay with government assistance cards to turn out her baby cave. I'm having a rocky time.
Hey, buddy.
The Shuli Hey Buddy's got to stop. For real. For real. For real. Thanks to today's executive producer, Drive By. I'm probably going to get out of here in a second. There will be a show tomorrow. We'll just start it a little later. I'm going to sleep in. But there will be a show tomorrow. I just, you know, we can't let too much of this Steel Toe stuff get by. I want to get back to the fat. We got so much fat stuff stacking up. That we got to get onto these fats. And Bauer has a couple interesting things. But Bauer's trying to do these long streams lately. He's not a long format guy. He needs help. You know, God, why can't we help this motherfucker? You know? The Aussie guy. Oh, man. I thought he ran a comedy club called Garage Door. The Garage Door Opener. Get it? Get it? And the opener's a robot, so it needed new batteries. Bop, bop, beep, boop, bop. Ugh. Will Heron, today is my Friday. What a gay. What a gay. Tomorrow's Chip Galloway's birthday. We'll be doing a Chip Galloway day. So get in your Chip Galloway thoughts. and expressions and chats. And we've got some loaded up already. We'll be getting to. Was this up earlier? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't do a good show. Everybody does that. My favorite steel toe is like when they don't hit the goal and he goes, sorry. Buck Naked, I texted you today. Did you get the text? Or I texted the number you sent me. I don't know if that's a text number. Steve, is it? Doxed. Anyway, will you knock it off, beloved chatter? I'm trying to get out of here. These buzzard beaters, like it's MLC. I meant Steel Toe, Venmo, PayPal, $0 from Streamlabs. What? Oh, is anybody giving him money on Streamlabs? I don't know. I don't know how it works. Remember he said he got stuff? And then we saw his, like, he shared his screen and his PayPal said no activity in 30 days. So, like, Kendo gone. $3 super sticker. Thank you. BYB podcast, justice for Ian Hawk, that drunk loser. Yeah, he'll be back tomorrow. Number one, Josh Denny fan. Did the MD hate of Denny start off air? Can't find origins on the overdose. Earliest calls. Mike David's not on my show, so I don't know what you're talking about. Like, he called in once or something. So, like, I don't understand what you're after. There's not, like, a saga. You're dumb. Thank you very much for being a part of whatever the fuck you're trying to be a part of. Seems pretty dumb to me. Get a better life.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. That'll make the Taco Pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker. So bold, the family probably get arrested.